The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Hall of Justice Comics in Parker, Colorado, it is Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, John, and Dom.
Weird.
That is weird. Gabe, we miss you.
Yeah.
Are we live?
Yes, sir.
So what's new, man?
Nothing. I went and saw Civil War yesterday.
I've seen it twice.
I saw you saw it before it came out somehow.
No, I don't know how that happened. Somebody let me in.
They sent Dom a screener.
I got a screener. I used my Thinking Outside the Long Box press pass and got in a day early.
Oh, that's funny. I thought it was good. It did. I saw somebody else say the tempo was weird, and it really was in that there was like big action scene, and then they talked. And then big action scene, and then they talked. You know what I mean? But I liked it. I thought it was fun.
You know, I think it's come to Marvel. How do you say that? The Marvel we know is what it's become. You know what you're going to get for the product
right.
They're putting out. And it seems like that's what it is. A little bit of humor. A little, you know.
Oh, Spider-Man's humor was fucking awesome.
Oh, that was unreal. I mean, it was a kid.
Oh, yeah. It was perfect.
Being Spider-Man is perfect. I didn't think
Falcon's fucking taking him away, and he's like, you're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent.
I think it was a year ago you were asking. We were in Lakewood doing a thing, and he said, what do you think of Tom Hall? We don't even know who that is.
I still don't know who the fuck he is.
I still don't either, but he did a great job, so I'm pretty happy.
And the young Aunt May was kind of weird at first, too, but she did just fine.
There's nothing wrong with Marissa Tomei as Aunt May. Hello, Marissa.
I thought it was great. The ending, what bothers me is that Bucky Barnes is the whole reason for everything. Like, it's... I don't know if one dude should be the catalyst to a whole fucking team breaking up.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Spoilers.
They don't.
We got
it's
spoilers.
Civil War. You know they may or may not break up.
Yeah, it was Nitro, and he took out that whole almost the whole city, and then the school and everything else. So there had to be a catalyst. I think
right.
Working the Winter Soldier and to all the destruction he did to Shield and Hydra and everything else. In the Winter Soldier, I think it plays off, and I think it's building. We obviously have Guardians of the Galaxy, we have Doctor Strange
right.
coming out. Those are kind of not along the same lines as Captain America or the rest of the Avengers team.
Right.
So I think it's a good introduction to the Black Panther, which comes after those two.
Amazing.
Where they'll at the can we do spoilers?
Yeah, no? Fuck yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna do a spoiler here. If you want to shut it off for a minute. Go ahead and
skip ahead a few minutes.
Okay. This probably won't be out for another month, so we're good.
More.
So at the end, the final scene where they're in Wakanda, if you didn't know what that already was already, but that's...
You're King probably listening
T'Challa.
To the wrong podcast if you don't know what Wakanda
yeah,
is.
T'Challa was, they're sitting there in Wakanda, and they're refreezing Winter Soldier. And then you kind of get the idea that, Steve's feeling a little upset about what happened and everything.
Right.
And T'Challa's like, well, they're going to come for Bucky. Well, who said Captain America?
Captain
says,
America.
They're going to come for him. Let him come.
Yeah.
Let him come.
And it zooms out to the Panther, like, rock thing.
Right?
It was awesome.
So cool.
His role, I mean, Spider-Man was good, and I actually talked to John a little bit about this, but he's really only in the movie for, 10 or 15 minutes of the whole movie.
It was more than enough.
It was good, but I'm saying, because he asked me which was better, Black Panther or Spider-Man. But Black Panther's in the whole movie. Like,
right.
He has, you understand him more. You get to feel what his pain is more
right.
than anything that you really got from Spider-Man. He
right.
was just the comic relief for those 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
And it was perfect.
It was.
But Black Panther, I think he stole the movie. I think he stole the show.
I love that guy's acting. I can never remember his name.
Me neither.
He was in Draft Day, but, he can act.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. He played a perfect, perfect Black Panther. So, but I think it's going to work into the Black Panther movie, and then you're going to get the teams reforming somewhere.
There's
out of
another
that.
Winter Soldier bringing another movie together.
Oh yeah, winter is coming.
I'm excited to see you too, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
I'm excited to see what brings them back. Like, obviously, we know it's going to be Thanos, but
yeah,
but it can't be. I feel like you have to try and string it back a little bit together before you get to that movie. Like, I don't want to get to you know, Infinity Gauntlet, the first part, and then them be making up there. I want a little bit more makeup before you get to that movie.
That's why I'm wondering if that Black Panther is going to be a big key to bringing everybody back together as a group, and then something's going to happen at the end of that. Everything's going to get unveiled, because I don't know when Thor Ragnarok comes out, but
I think it's next year.
Is it next year?
I think so.
So I think it's all going to happen before that. So we're going to find out what happens to the, what do they call them, the 30 megaton bombs?
Yeah.
That got misplaced along the way.
I'm excited to see if Thor cares. Like, you know, because he always portrays himself as, like, better than them because he's a god. So I wonder if he comes back and he's like, why are you guys fighting? Oh, God.
I got brats. A catering food truck is here.
And there goes Dom.
And I'll be back. No. But yeah, I'm really excited. I think the Russo brothers have taken it to another level.
Right.
And they're telling stories. Somewhere Josh Whedon got lost in the mix. I don't know if it's because all the flack he was getting from the studios.
Right.
They lost control. And Age of Ultron became a commercial thing more than a movie that he wanted to make. And I think that's why he got mad and left. But, you know, he'll never tell you.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're getting, like you said, what you expect out of a comic book movie out of the Marvel side. I haven't seen Batman vs. Superman yet, but it doesn't sound like that's what you're getting from them. Like, they expect it to be something else.
Right. I think I don't know if they're trying too hard. They're not telling their story.
Right.
They're convoluting all their stories to make one story to try to catch up. Where Marvel's been doing this for a long time, and there was a little baby steps, a cameo here, you know, an intro, ending, whatever, credit scenes, whatever you want. It's all been there.
Well, and I brought this up like three or four times now. Is that a facet of Marvel doing one by one by one, where, you know, Batman versus Superman was essentially a group movie, like a together movie? And I think they lost a little bit from that, a little bit of story that they could have told before that.
Yeah, yeah. I think retelling the same origin stories has caused them to fall behind on everything. Whether it's losing the rights, I don't know what all was involved, but I think they've kept the rights for everything.
Who cares rights? Marvel's fucking doesn't have rights to some of the shit that they went out to get it, you know? They're
adjusting their stories to make sense with the stuff that they have. I was reading something this morning about Mephisto being in, as far as Ghost Rider, thinking he's going to be in Doctor Strange, but he can't be in Doctor Strange because they don't have the rights to him. So I'm like, you know, they're making it happen.
Right.
One way or another, with or without.
Right.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four.
You know, they got Fantastic Four.
Did they?
It's coming back.
Oh.
And we could be wrong about that, but we just, you know, based on speculation that we've read and everything.
You got to make a play for them. You have to. Why? It would be stupid of them to not involve Marvel proper in their next movie. It would be stupid of them. Nobody's going to see it.
You're right. They are doing that, but they're also doing a good job with the X-Men.
Right.
I think now, once they got rid of Bryan Singer and everything, and they're moving forward. And Deadpool, the reason we wanted to talk about Yes, those are
the ones. They're second of all. Right.
And those are $5, small.
Nah, but you really think Marvel attached to it, they're only going to make an extra million or two? Yeah, because that's insane. That's insane thinking. If I were Marvel, you make the play to get as much rights back as you can.
Right, that's logical.
Hey, did you guys interrupt me when I came in on Sunday to buy comic books?
Me?
I don't understand.
I don't know.
No, I came in on Sunday to buy some comics, and it was before 10 o'clock.
Oh, a couple Sundays ago, probably.
Was it a couple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, I haven't been in Parker in like 2 weeks,
yeah,
3 weeks.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
we're recording live right now if you want to say something.
Oh.
he got
you
shy.
You guys interrupt me?
We did interrupt you.
When I went to buy some comic books.
We were being loud and lewd.
Yeah,
and
we probably were.
Yeah, we were. So what are you here for today, other than the free comics?
What's in your hand?
What do you got there?
I got some orders, but the new Phantom.
Oh, nice, nice.
That's cool.
Good
but
classic.
I was really blown away by the
ROM.
The ROM.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
I used to have ROM when I was a kid.
Yep. So did I.
Did you have the giant?
Yep.
The silver guy.
Yep. I wish I still had him. I was just I saw that not too long ago that they were going to bring that back out. It was with Marvel. They got the rights to it though.
What year was that?
Crazy.
That's like 79. I was really fairly young. I was like 12 or
79,
11.
So I would have been negative 8 years old.
Just stop it, dude. Just,
yeah, don't
just
do that
stop
to yourself.
It, dude. That's
don't do
not
that
cool.
to yourself.
You know what kind of. Am I allowed to curse on
you? Of course.
Yes, you are.
Do you know what kind of asshole I am? This last night, I listened to Ryan Adams' 1974 album.
Okay.
Kai?
I was born in 1974. And I don't know where I was going with this. But
I find it very strange when you listen to stuff.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. No, because 1974 was so... it was so seminal and pivotal of being just bionic man. I mean,
right.
Growing up with that kind of stuff.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Dun, dun,
I'll have
dun,
to put
dun,
it
dun.
In there now.
What year were you born?
1968.
I got nothing.
Moon.
There you go.
Moon.
Well, take a card. You'll be on one of the future episodes.
Yeah, thanks, guys,
well, thanks
for showing
for
up.
No worries. Really sorry we interrupted it. You two
yeah, sorry.
Weeks ago.
Next time,
yeah,
just come punch us.
You try to interrupt.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's fucking cool here.
Yeah, it's freezing out here.
Well, it's cold, too.
I blame John.
John blame controlled
John.
The weather.
Maybe
speaking
John
of X-Men.
What are you I'm just waiting for the sausage.
It sounds weird when you say it out loud, I
know,
think.
That's why I said it that way. I like fresh, hot sausage. It's from I Got Brats.
The best sausage to warm you up on a cold day.
That's right. These guys are, they look like they mean business. They have a Tiffany blue trailer that says igotbrats.com. I'll try to take a picture later and post it on TOTLB.
I think you could make some good money doing that.
Yeah, I'd really like to get into something like that. I would make, like, peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
That's fancy peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Wheat bread, man.
Yeah,
wheat bread.
Wheat bread.
Gluten.
That's the only thing fancy about it.
Gluten-free. You know, I was thinking about going bold, maybe a French bread or something.
Oh, all right.
Bread.
A croissant.
A croissant. Some Asiago. But that's cheese and peanut butter.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
They package it together, don't they?
I've had peanut butter on a hamburger, I guess, before.
I have not tried that.
It's pretty good.
Really good.
No, that's I'm a weird fat guy. I don't eat a lot of sweets. I eat mostly savory stuff, no sweets. Red Vines, isn't that a knockoff?
He's like
to Twizzlers?
He's like, you shut your mouth.
We're going to rip Dom's arm off here pretty soon.
Team Red. Okay, we're going to ask everybody, Team Red Vine or Team Twizzler?
Yeah, that's we got to know now.
Yeah.
We have to know.
So by time this thing airs, put this on Thinking Outside the Long Box on Facebook. Choose your side, Team Twizzler or Team Red Vine. So Red Vine's a little harder to get a hold of, though, aren't they?
It's because they're knockoffs.
Where's our Spider-Man?
Oh, look, we got Ant-Man. What'd you think of Ant-Man?
He was funny. Seeing him. Spoiler. Plug your ears.
Giant
go
man.
To, it was cool. That
was
funny.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the
arrow?
No.
But that was funny too.
That was good too.
I thought that was awesome. Like I said, I saw Hawkeye and Arrow, and make him jump off of it.
Yeah, it's so straight out of comic books. Same with the battle when they were underneath the building, when they clashed.
Oh, another, yeah.
Straight out of the comic book. It was so cool.
I loved it.
She was sitting on the bed, and I think I scared her. I was like, out of the comic book, baby! Out of the comic book! She has coffee all over in her hair. You know.
Fucking Spider-Man's like, you remember that really old movie? That Empire movie?
As he's taking down Giant Man with that
big thing that walks around.
He used the old harpoon trick on Giant Man.
They're like, oh, we know where he's going with this.
it took me a minute to figure out what he was talking about. I was like, what movie is he talking about? And then as I saw him wrapping around his legs, I'm like, ah. I've seen the scene that
before. Oh, it was perfect. It was perfect. Him and Paul Rudd, you know, like I said, they were in a story between Cap and Iron Man where they hate each other, they're not going to bring the funny like they usually do.
Right.
And it is every once in a while. So
I love the end when he figured out about his parents.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And that Cap knew, and he's hid it from him the whole time. It was... You've seen a different side of Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah.
That it was just dark. I mean,
he
he's always had
him.
That edge.
He could have killed him, yeah.
He didn't care. And that was really cool.
He could have killed Cap as well. I mean, it's just... I read an article this morning about how they've planted the seeds in two different movies at this point. In the first Iron Man... I think there's like he's talking about himself, and there's newspaper things about his parents dying in a car accident. So they, I don't know if they thought about it or if they just did it in 2008, and they're like, okay, we got to stick with whatever we've already told. But it's just the world building in that is just it's just perfect.
Yeah, because they've dropped so many Easter eggs before that, the newspaper clipping, like you said, and how it all culminated to, like you said. Everything's coming together with the Winter Soldier.
Right.
It's like the center of the universe, like Flash is the center of the universe
right.
DC. Now, the center of the universe seems to be Winter Soldier. And it's funny that you get to see all the things that he did and the relationship between him and Cap. They're going to talk about that old girlfriend.
Right.
That was another great moment.
What was
her
name again?
Humanity.
Right.
You know, what was the name of that girl? I don't remember. Oh, her name was Kathy. That's what friends do.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing they couldn't get, you know, in BVS. And I wish you'd see it, because I could tell you what, you know, the whole Martha thing that made the, oh, now all of a sudden they're best friends. You know, you said my mom's name, why'd you say that name?
It's just...
It's too rough.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
Movie. I still love the movie. It just was more rushed than I wanted to be. Uh-oh.
Oh,
it's making
all good.
It rain.
It's all good. We'll make plenty of them. I don't know, man. It's just, it's hard because you have to believe that in all of these years... of them working and fighting side by side, that they haven't formed any kind of bond together.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what I find hard to believe, that, you know, yeah, Bucky died a long time ago and they're looking for him. I think they said it was like 7 years later, you know? And in that time, him and Tony haven't formed like a good enough bond to be like,
right.
How do we get through this without fucking trying to kill each other?
Right.
It's just weird to me.
It is weird. It is weird. Just, I can't stop looking at this Brat truck. The Philly truck gets here, and I'm going to, like, girl, boy, you know, boy band girl scream around here. That's why I'm waiting for the Philly truck, hon. I didn't call Juan, hon. I called my girlfriend, hon. She's behind me.
No, he called me, hon.
I did. Well, watch yourself. Oh, it's getting closer.
Well, that was in your hand earlier?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
We got to see if we can pull somebody else over here and talk.
We got a giant line forming.
Sir, did you see Civil War? Sir?
He doesn't know you're talking to him.
Did you see him?
Oh, man. What are they doing? What's going on here?
He goes competition. He's like, I'm burning down that fucking Tiffany blue truck.
No way. That's the theme of the day. Civil War!
Civil War. Ant-Man! Hello, Ant-Man.
When he gets flushed out of Tony Stark's suit. That was fucking funny, too.
He's like, oh, no, what is it?
Yeah, what's that noise?
There's so many good scenes in that movie. And then, so I'm going to have to bring this up because Matt, he's like, I gave it a 7 out of 10. He's probably going to come, I need to talk to Dom on there, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going
to
write a 7-page essay.
Why you got to be such a critic of every movie? Why can't you just sit down for 2 hours and enjoy the movie?
He's too smart. I think we've talked about it before. He's incapable of sitting down and just enjoying something.
When it comes to these movies, just unplug, bro. Unplug.
Get really high or really drunk. I don't know if he drinks. I've never seen him drink before.
Matt?
Yeah.
No, he's totally clean.
Okay.
Yeah. He got away from all that stuff. I'm proud of him.
Oh, he used to.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, but yeah, his brain just runs constantly.
He's done that same maneuver 4 different times.
It's called the Austin Powers maneuver.
Awesome.
Michael?
That was a great movie.
Did you see Civil War? You haven't seen it?
I know. Me coming out on the first weekend, I can't ever do that.
So. Oh, that's too bad. What about Batman vs. Superman? Wow.
I don't want to say nothing, but that one's past its first opening weekend.
Well, if I go, I have five children who also want to go.
And I'm a, go to Fort Collins.
I'm a teacher. I'm in education. I can't afford to go.
I understand.
Well, I took. I have two kids, and I don't. They're little, so I can't go to a real theater. But Fort Collins has the drive-in. $7 for two movies.
I used to live in Loveland, and so they have the discount theater up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Carmike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be bankrupt in one movie.
Yeah, I hurried right. I got off at 5:30 yesterday, and I was like, fuck, we got to go because it's going to be crazy there. Everybody, it was Civil War and then the Jungle Book afterward. Nobody stayed for the Jungle Book.
Really?
Nobody. I was tired. I was like, and then I knew I had to drive here, so today.
That looked really good.
The marathon, that would have been cool.
Oh,
that been
cool. Yeah.
Set me back to playing hooky for school.
Yeah. I wish I could do that. Just sit there and watch a movie, like 10 movies in a row. I can't. I'm too old. My bladder doesn't support that.
Well, I'm sure they give you breaks in between.
Oh, you think so?
You have to sit there. Don't fucking move.
Get back down. Here's your bag. Here's a popcorn bucket. Fill it.
Strap it to your leg.
We have seat-side service.
Watch it. Every seat comes with a free enema. Oh, man. She talked to us last time.
She did. That was at the show, right?
Yeah. She talked to us about her sexy statue collection or something.
Which ones? Ah, gotcha. Those are pricey. I think my nipples have nipples on them right now.
I think you need to go get that checked out, by the way.
I get those sausages and rub them all over my body.
Hey, Gareth, he needs a sausage to rub all over his body.
I need a sausage to rub on my sausage.
I saw that in a movie once.
I call it the sausage warmer.
I don't think that's what Grandma wanted to be watching.
No.
Or maybe she did.
You never know.
Maybe that was her thing. You don't know. Does that dinosaur have dreadlocks? Yeah, we're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Holy cow.
We just put it on in the background and we just
gave it. Nice. You're going to coat hanger that idea.
I thought Jason Mentz was supposed to be here.
I don't know. I don't know.
Jason, if you're hearing this, you're not that big a celebrity.
Where are you?
Get your butt here.
You're not that. You suck.
And you realize you're on the cusp of getting your own comic, but you still suck.
Buddy, I feel like I should be strutting my stuff somewhere.
I know. I think it's so cold that we don't want to move.
It still looks busy in there.
Yeah, it's busy inside the shop there. I wish we had video. I could run video, I guess, but... He eats the battery too quick.
Yeah.
He's got a professional photographer or what?
I don't know. I don't know if he just came voluntarily.
I think John's in over his head with a bunch of comics. Here, I'll pay you in comics. Free comic book day.
No,
comics.
Man. They know him. He's been on the cover of like seven different things at this point.
That's right. John's a celebrity in Parker.
The best part of town. He can't be a celebrity anywhere else.
Man.
Yeah.
He gets mad every time I say that. I used to live out here.
I tell him all the time.
They forced me out. See, when John came in, they forced me out. They said, we need one more.
He saw, when he first told me, yeah, it's in a little industrial area. And I was like, it's in Parker, I thought you said. There's no industrial areas there.
It's too good. It's right across from the field house.
I never seen no high-end industrial place.
It's got gold smokestacks. We only use titanium in our doors.
Yeah.
Oh, sausage didn't really come out.
Oh, he's ready for the sausages in his mouth. Is it lunch already?
I got brats. It looks like it says, I got brats to drop off little kids.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing with sand or something in the toilet.
Oh, that's good.
Or in the bathtub in the toilet.
You sure that's sand?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Hey, John. John Garrison. Did you see Batman vs. Superman? Did you see Civil War? Grab a chair and sit your ass down.
Or you can stand if you want.
He's got a bad knee. He just had surgery.
Oh, no bueno.
Yeah, his wife kicked him in his knee. You know.
I'll show your ass.
So, John Garrison, he used to work with me at Best Buy for 11 years.
Oh, that's
him,
sad.
He's still there, I think, aren't you? But you're on the workman's comp thing.
Yeah, I'm on workman's comp.
He kind of got hurt. He was carrying a television, and it rolled down a hill and twisted his knee.
He rolled down the hill, or it rolled down the hill?
Both, actually. So, what are your thoughts on first Civil War, since we've been doing more Civil War stuff? What'd you think?
Civil War.
What'd you like?
What I liked, actually, is how it continued the story.
Uh-huh.
It was compartmentalized where they had each kind of mini story within one movie.
Right, you got a lot going on. They've been doing that a lot. Yeah. And that's what we were talking about. It makes more sense that they've been doing that over the years as opposed to, like, Batman versus Superman.
Felt like a rushed, to me it felt like a rushed team up movie, because there was no story to that in that universe, you know what I mean? They haven't made a solo Batman with Ben Affleck or what have you, except for Man of Steel, which nobody liked, I don't think.
I like them all, but you know, I have my problems with them, but it's not enough to become Matt Renwick. Love you, Matt. So
where's he at, by the way?
I don't know, I haven't seen him. So what else did you like? Any characters you liked?
I actually did like how they did Black Panther.
Yeah, it was super cool.
I've only read a few comics, and it actually makes me want to read more of it.
Yeah, nice. It does.
The way they did it, the claws, how they retracted. I mean, just the detail in the suit.
Right.
Helmet.
Oh, the helmet, yeah. And that, he's got a point that for people that don't know who Black Panther is, I'm not going to tell a story, but...
Fuck you if you don't know him.
But they dropped enough where it makes you interested to go buy the comics
right.
And find out who he is. What is this place, Wakanda, that he's from? You know, his father dies. In the original, he was already dead. It's really cool that, you know, it makes people want to go buy comics. And that's what I think Marvel does differently. I don't see a Batman versus Superman rush out and want to go buy a comic.
Right.
To find out anything. Because you already know those characters.
Right.
They've been around for
50 years.
A Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman,
I mean,
Flash.
How many times in movies have they showed the death of Martha and Thomas Wayne?
Well, yeah, exactly. I think we all know that story. We all know that Batman is traumatized, because without that, he's nothing.
Just an angry man.
Yeah. So was it, did you go see it opening night?
Yes, I saw the first showing. Both of them on opening night, Civil War on Thursday at 7 p.m. And Batman was the first showing that opened up, because I was excited. It's the first time that you saw these two guys on screen together.
Right.
And it was a wonderful kind of conglomerate. But if you try to follow the story and pick apart, you can pick apart Batman versus Superman. A lot. But beyond that, it was a good movie. I liked it. It didn't follow a lot of things.
Now, you're from the Springs, so you saw it there. How crazy was it? Was there people cosplaying, stuff like that?
There was people cosplaying at both.
Yeah.
More at Civil War. There was probably 40 people at Civil War doing cosplay.
Jeez. Yeah.
They actually kind of, before the movie started, they actually kind of did a little scene up front.
Did they?
Which was kind of fun.
That's pretty cool.
I had them do that in Star Wars when, you know, the one that nobody wants to talk about, the three. I had that happen. But it was cool, though. My kids remember it and everything. But
it was for them. It wasn't for you.
It was. You know. And you know what? They're 10 minutes in the movie, they were asleep at the midnight show. So then it was all about Dom. Give me that fucking popcorn. You going to drink that drink? Oh, you didn't answer? Thank you.
That's too funny.
About my kids, you know.
What I loved about Black Panther was that I felt like he was the humanity in that movie.
Yes.
I felt like he was the only one who, he knew he was angry, he knew he was fueled by revenge, but he could see both sides, and you got that from the ending of the movie.
When he saw the pain that Zemo was going through, and he decided to, I can't let this do this to me.
Right.
That was a powerful moment.
Yeah,
you know?
I will have to very much agree with that. I mean, just the whole point that the man he wanted to kill through the whole movie, after his father died, then come back and show humility like he did, and a leader like he did. And that last scene that they'll have to overcome all of his forces to get to him.
Yeah.
And that promise was amazing.
Yeah. That was cool. That's what we were talking about.
I love
about.
That he didn't let him kill himself.
Yeah. Thank God for that suit.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. It was so fast. He put his hand in front of the gun.
I think he put his hand on top of the gun. Yeah.
And with that vibranium suit, a lace suit. Yeah. That was pretty sweet. I need one of those suits, man. Man, I would... never mind, I'm not going to say
they're wheeling in donuts here. Now.
What the heck? If so, everybody that's going to be listening to this,
look how
there
big
is
of
a rack about 6 feet, 7 feet high of donuts being wheeled in. That's called a coma on wheels.
We should just grab a whole thing and put it over here.
We got donuts. I just
we don't like donuts.
Where's the Philly cheesesteak truck is what I'm waiting for. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be this one and another truck.
Yeah, this is the brats. And then the Philly. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah,
I'm both.
Me and Water.
I'll fucking
are
put
the
my brat right
here.
In that Philly cheesesteak.
It's all about that savory, baby. There's a cotton candy machine like 5 feet from us, and we ain't even looking at that thing. It isn't even a pill to us. And then we're seeing a cooler wheeled out. We're hopefully it has some sort of alcohol. I was here yesterday hanging out with John. I was like, you know, they should do a free comic book day. Except it's free comic book day after dark. And we can, like, haul out stages and stripper poles, you know, bowls of blow and stuff like that. You know, just make it crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in on that one.
Juan, you're in on
it. You had me until blow.
You just, you know. She's listening, I know.
She doesn't listen to my bullshit.
She's got
to hear my bullshit every day.
You know, Raquel doesn't listen to my stuff either. Dave, how's it going? Yeah, so, yeah. She doesn't listen?
No.
Has she even heard one of your episodes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. If we're in the car, because sometimes I'll listen to make sure that it sounds okay. Right. So I'll put it on the car, and if she's in the car, she's forced to listen.
You
but
still editing in your bed?
Yes. Yeah, that's the best place to
best
edit.
Time to edit.
I got no other time any other time.
And if you're sitting outside the door, you go, oh, yeah, I cut that just right. That is hard.
She kills me. She kills me because I fucking laugh when we're talking about shit, and I'll shake the bed, and she'll be like, shut up. It's 2 in the fucking morning. Go to sleep.
So, John, you're new to comic book collecting. I mean, you did it in the past, I know.
Yes.
And now you're kind of, the CCB thing has gotten you a little more into it. You're part of the auction house. And the other one I can't speak about. But,
yep.
You know,
I don't even
one.
Know there is another
oh,
one.
Oh, we'll have to talk offline.
You know, this is our show.
Got a bunch of stuff going on. So, yeah, so what are you mainly collecting now? I heard you were saying Daredevil earlier. You're trying to...
Daredevil. I want to complete the first series completely. Going back to the Silver Age, all the way into the Bronze.
Uh-huh.
Including my X-Men. I finally, the other day, completed, showed it online that I got my X-Men 18.
Oh, nice.
So that now completes 1 through 75.
Nice.
Wow. You're moving along there.
So I'm moving along. Mm-hmm. A lot of things, questions still I got that I asked out to the group at times.
Yeah. It takes a little bit to get into it. Like, Juan collects, he used to just start collecting, what, a year and a half ago?
It's been a little bit longer than that, a little bit, but never, like, the only person I spoke to when I started collecting was John, because he knew, he pointed me in the right direction, seriously, probably a couple years ago.
Yeah, and it's only been like 3 years back for me, but, I mean, my collection went from one, literally one, that I found in a box somewhere. I was like, why don't I collect anymore? And because I lost.
That kind of happened to me. I'm
and then you just go nuts happened. After that.
Yeah.
So, and you when you first get into it, you start buying everything.
Oh, yeah.
You start buying everything. It doesn't, the stories, it don't even make sense to you.
No.
You jump in the middle of a story, you're like, well, I didn't realize I needed to have 18 more before this. Until you get your footing, and then you kind of, you know, find what you like. Like, Constantine's a good one. I you do a lot.
Hellblazer.
Yeah.
I tried Constantine. I just couldn't get...
Are you
which,
more of a Marvel? I used to be Marvel.
Which Constantine did you try, though?
The newest series.
The newest one?
Okay. Yeah.
That's the one everybody's raving about, too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I got a couple issues of it, which I'll end up probably putting up on the auction house.
Okay.
I did try it because I loved the movie. It was a different element.
Yeah.
I liked the movie.
Yeah. I really liked it. I know a lot of people.
I don't have any. I thought it was good.
I thought it was good, yeah. Too. I go into comic book movies not thinking that it's going to be like the comic. It's going to be entertainment. Is it going to entertain?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where I think you got to take it. Unless you're Matt Renwick.
This is Matt Renwick heavy, this episode.
But hey, you know, the podcasters of Z2 just walked in.
Yeah, but they're not recording.
They're not recording? What's up, guys?
Hey, you get out of here, you.
I like it.
We came to get some donuts and some free comics. You're just taking advantage of the situation. Down to Z2. Down to Z2.
Side note, I don't care.
About what?
Yeah, I don't care. Come record. Come say something.
Why didn't you guys come and set up here? You guys should have did it. You guys are horrible. You should do this type of
you
stuff.
You guys suck. We just talked about how awesome they are.
Sit down.
Go ahead, sit down.
Yeah, no, I texted John yesterday. I'm like, hey, do you want any help with the story? It's like, nah. Juan's going to be the only one here. He's kind of butthurt. No one else is showing up.
Yeah.
I'd long
I know. What the too. Fuck, Gabe?
You told me. I was like, I'm down, man.
I was like, I can't do a 2-3 hour show by myself. Yeah. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you should go back and talk with them. I'm like, yeah.
You know, we'll do it.
So how's your podcast going? I know your mouth is full with a giant donut right now.
That's all right. We eat all the time on this show.
That's right. We don't have any food.
No.
Man. What the hell?
Well, not yet. We will.
Like royalty.
We will. I don't know if we're royalty, but what?
You know, you think
not get too far ahead of ourselves.
So, how many episodes you guys in?
We're at 7.
This 7?
Is number 8.
And
how long are they?
About an hour.
Oh,
you'll get longer.
That's what I said.
How often do you put those out?
Once a week.
Here we go. Asshole, I got to put 4 hours together.
All I know is I'm sitting here with the vice president of Baron Space Productions, Juan Murrow, editor.
We just put the timer, and then we're like, all right.
We can't do it. We won't talk about anything in 1 hour. Yeah. We'll just be getting out of dildo talk at that point.
See, we get that all out before.
Right.
Oh, we can't. We got to put it on the. We got to record it.
Right.
We're like,
they have the wiener truck. They have your sausage truck.
I know. He's waiting to put a wiener in his mouth.
The hula brat. What the hell's a Sonorian brat? A Guido brat. A Deutsch brat.
Red. Oh God.
That's what I call myself. So I want to see.
Garrett's gonna get the bubble guts over here.
They just opened up the menu board,
and this will be in the show.
So, what was the latest top you guys hit on?
Have
major
you seen
one,
Civil
major
War?
We've seen some.
We actually made a bunch of predictions about Civil War, what would happen, and all that stuff. And then we talked about, do you crave more from the comics that you read? So, a lot about what is it about comics that gets you engaged, and like, even if you like the creator, even like you like the character. What stops you from continuing to want to read a series and things like that?
And that's
we talk a lot about, like, from the comic book shop perspective, especially with John. Like, what, like, just coming out as interesting. Like, actually running a shop. Like, do people come in, like, looking for specific stuff?
Right.
And I think we were just touched on that. Do you think that, like, the appearance of Black Panther has prompted people to go in and buy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because they it's give you free, enough.
It's sold over 300,000 issues, number one.
Right.
This last one, so.
So, and I think that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't looked. I don't know.
I think that's a big factor. Do you think they accomplished that in Batman vs. Superman, though? Bring people in the door to buy a comic?
Maybe for Wonder Woman. I feel like
that's a good point, actually. Yeah. Like the problem is, I think, when you go to see Civil War, Captain America and Iron Man, those are things I can come by with my kids. You know what I mean? If I'm looking at an adult Batman and an adult, you know, Superman, they may put little kids off. Like, it may not be something my son wants to actually go by.
I think it's the problem that those two characters are already so well established,
right,
that they have a particular tone. Even the Captain America comics right now, with Nick Spencer writing them, it's very political. So, you know, your kids will read it and they're like, yeah, all the action, it's
right.
Great. And then I'll sit there and read it. I'm like, oh man, so many political overtones.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a middle school teacher and I see my students.
I'm sorry.
It's great.
I was a middle school asshole at some point in my life.
He always posts about his experiences with the teaching. So you got a lot of patience, my friend, to do that.
It's wonderful.
Is it?
But my students come in with comics, and they're like, Mr. Ibiza, look how great this stuff is. I'm like, yeah, I own that comic. And then one of my students comes in yesterday, it's like, yeah, I'm reading The Killing Joke right now. I'm like, oh, sorry? And she's like, what do you mean?
I'm
like,
you're gonna cry.
She's like, yeah, I just got to this part where this redhead girl got shot. And I'm like, that redhead girl's that girl.
Some redhead girl just got killed. I don't know.
It's crazy. I have my current background's at issue 40 cover for Batman, where it's the St. George killing the dragon, Batman Joker thing.
Uh-huh.
And one of my students is like, that's not comic books. That's like some fan art or something, right? I'm like,
No, that's no. The cover of one of the best comics I've ever read.
Yeah, that one's an excellent comic.
Put Aquaman, or put Batman in Aquaman's body. And why is there a dragon? I don't get it. I'm like, you guys, that makes me nothing.
What do you teach?
Literature in English.
Oh, okay, perfect. Wow. That is a perfect fit.
Yeah, so it's just right up my alley. I have a bunch of comic book stuff off on my wall. I have some artwork by Jason Meese on it. I don't know if he's here.
He's supposed to be. Fucking Jason.
Fucking Jason.
Goddamn big celebrity.
That's right. You know, he's too good. He's even too good for Parker.
Hey, I do want a commission from you, by the way. I have a little thing down here somewhere.
Yeah, we know that.
Hey, 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 oh.
So this is the point when Juan actually breaks off from Ressa, thinking he has that long box. Or he takes the title and everyone else leaves.
No, no, no.
He's not like that.
Yeah.
He's not like
that. We have Civil War during the podcast sometimes, but it never ends up that bad.
Right.
John almost walked off set one time.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I still don't know why.
Did you just like walk away from the Skype call?
No. We were all together at my place recording, and I interrupted him to ask a question about what he was talking about, and he's like, nope, I'm done. And he stopped talking for the next 20 minutes of the
stuff
show.
That built up to that point. If you watch, I think it's actually the name of the episode,
the
John Quits.
Something
that's
like that.
That's the episode. It's called John Quits. Or in the description, John. John Quits.
So we're going to have a problem when one of us quits the podcast, right?
It's because I came up with an idea that we would talk about. I would bring up a topic and then, like, something that it was in a movie and it wasn't clearly explained, and then they would discuss it, what they thought about it and all that. It was the Tyrannosaurus. God. It was the Jurassic Park one.
Oh yeah.
So
look at
we
this. Hot girl.
Hey.
Hot man.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
Those are awesome.
Sorry, we're all stunned. By the
cosplay. Hey, they've been on our show before. It's got to be freezing.
Yeah. Luckily, you're wearing armor. Look at the donuts.
Donuts are great.
Look how pretty they are. They are great.
Stuff your mouth, even though this is an audio-only podcast.
Oh, that's all right.
I wish they could smell them from here.
Dom stuffs his mouth with a lot of things.
That's it. I do. So, who's doing all your editing and stuff like that? Or is
the
it
the other Zach?
Really? Oh, you got a third.
No, that Zach.
Oh, okay, okay. The other Zach. Never mind.
Talent. I just show up and then I leave after.
Do you?
It's pretty great.
Drop the mic.
Side note. I hate people like you. Gabe and John say the same thing. I'm just talent. You got to do all of the other work.
It's just great because it was his idea. He got all the equipment.
I will say it was my idea, so I brought them along for the ride.
Right.
I mean, he's starting to do a bunch of the social media stuff. Because I don't nearly have
to. That's because when I'm procrastinating grading papers, that's what I do.
I work in the car business, so there's a lot of downtime. So I do the same thing.
Yeah, I usually go to start podcasts like all the links on Tuesday or something.
What?
Jerking off in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, I mean, unless it's earning you a customer, right?
So you guys doing interviews and stuff like that, or you just chatting right now?
I want my own comic.
Add like a third dynamic. Like we had John last week and our friend like a whole issue.
Cool.
Right now our main goal is just to build an audience so that our 44 likes on Facebook aren't 41 of our actual friends.
Right.
That's
right.
The best though. Then you tell those friends to tell their other friends.
I'm trying my hand at the whole Facebook ad thing.
It's hard. It's hard.
I'm sitting there though. I'm scrolling across my page and my own ad pops up in the middle of my feed. I'm like...
I'm gonna like on that.
I'm paying for my own ads on my Facebook page. What's wrong with this picture?
It's hard, but it works. I mean, we started getting listeners from Canada, from Europe, and we started getting listeners from everywhere. It was crazy. But it is hard. It's hard finding a good mix of people who are actually going to click on it and then listen. That's a hard
thing. Right. Well, it's the weird thing. It's like, all right, what location do you want your head to go over? I'm like... What? It's just not going to go across the internet? I have to click on the United States?
It's going to go to the whole internet.
Just go on the internet. I'll be okay with that. Internet. It's like Facebook. You're this one giant feed.
I think what happens is...
Well, it's weird. They have a weird... even my posts to my friends because of Facebook, they don't always see what I'm posting because it has some weird algorithm to where you don't always see, even if you're my friend, you don't always see my shit.
Unless they click on the C first.
Right.
Like on your, no, some of the people, some friends of mine, I have everything says C first. So anything gets posted, shows up on their feed.
All the people that you interact with the most on Facebook will appear on your feed first. So I talked to Dom in the Facebook group, and then now I just see all of his posts.
All of a sudden,
man, he's just kicking back right now.
I just, I spam a lot. But, you know, I try to promote everybody that dealt with the group, and that's part of our whole little...
That's the point.
CCB or not.
Right.
Just to get everybody out there, and because, I mean, they need to... The people that see my stuff will see their stuff. So that's why I want somebody to say, hey, something that clicks with them, go with it. Just like Marty, my friend Marty in Canada, he listens to the show.
Right, nice.
And he chimes in, and maybe his base, it'll build from
right,
that.
Right.
And everybody, so that's why I like on your stuff and talk to these people.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm more of a promoter than anything.
I kid when we talk, give you guys shit. I don't care though. I mean, there's so many podcasts out there. Like, what do I? We want you to talk to us because we want your audience just as much as you want our audience. You know what I mean? Because you're always gonna get cross promotions, always.
Right.
And that's why, you know, when we first started, we asked John, it's like, hey, we run a little thing in our podcast about either Thinking Outside the Long Box or Hall of Justice. So, you know, people who might listen to us, we would be like, oh, let's go check out this store.
Right.
First thing I see when I walk in is the giant cardboard sign. I keep kicking it away. You know?
Right. Oh, you're like, just don't break it.
But yeah, no, it's really cool just to say, like, I actually have one friend who's like, yeah, I went to that story you guys keep talking about on Facebook.
Nice.
Yes, it works.
And that, it does, it works.
We found, with the other day, on the, I think it was two episodes ago, we're like, let's just randomly put on Facebook that we're going to talk to people. And we got a random dude who lives here who had been here before. And I was like, oh, fuck, cool. He's like, yeah, you guys always talked about it. So I finally showed up at his door. I was like, oh, that's good. You know, we're helping John out a little bit.
And I think the other day, the other 2 weeks ago when we were here and every place was full.
Yeah.
I think that helps that too. Hey, I want to be on that podcast. Or Z2
right
here doing it. Helps build your base and goes from there. But I'm excited.
Yeah, this is our pseudo headquarters.
It is. It's a couple different groups, obviously, now can do it. He should put that, he should advertise that. Z2 and Thinking Outside the Broadcast here.
I had to clear that with my boss.
Yeah? She doesn't like that, huh?
No, he does.
Really?
He does.
I remember having all the admins. I'm like, hey, I don't want to get in trouble, but can I just post a link to our podcast in the group? I won't say like us or anything, but I'll say we're kind of funny. And we have John, so yeah. It's related.
Exactly. I just did it. If Matt takes me down, he'll take me down. I don't care.
Right.
What? Not everything's about you, Gareth.
I guess it is. I gotta say, all of you guys are a bad influence, though.
We are.
Oh, man.
First joined the group. My pool is, I mean, we spent like $20 a week, and now it's just
it's you.
Giant thing.
And he throws shit in my pool. I don't even know it's coming.
He wants you to buy more.
Yeah. I was like, oh, where did what is this? Oh, I thought you'd like it. Okay.
Fine. I'll
read
it.
Whatever. And then you end up on your pool.
Yeah, it just stays there.
Another $5 there.
That's how I feel about Aquaman. After talking to him so much, I'm like, yeah, you know, I really want to start reading Aquaman.
Not the same
That's
thing
what
to
my
me.
Bag is.
I got the full run now. Thanks to him. Not because of him, but because he influenced me to get it. But I had to hunt for that last summer, but I got it all.
Well, in my own long box right now, the only thing I have is, like, issue one. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to cherish this, get all the trades. And now I'm like, no, I have to get all the floppies, do the whole collector thing.
Nice.
Right.
Brainwash myself.
Cool.
Right on. Well, if you guys ever need help editing or anything, let us know.
Yeah. See, he's just got a month out.
Well, we're actually, Albie and us, we're starting a thing here pretty soon. So we're, because the point of Barren Space was to grow, to bring in other podcasts to be under the umbrella. So, you know, we were the, Quantum Leap was the first, we were the second. And we're going to go to keep doing that, but we're also going to go, like, if you guys were new, you know, you would pay a certain amount every month for us to edit it and actually produce it. So you would just come in and you'd just record and you'd be on your way.
Right. That's a pretty cool thing, though, that you guys are doing. It really gets people who, like, I have all these ideas, but I have no means of doing it.
Everybody can talk. Everybody can have a normal conversation. it's this easy to set up. Go talk to your mom about your family. You know what I mean? It's that easy to spark a podcast.
Right.
On us to start it. I was like, we talk about this stuff all the time.
Right.
We just record it.
Now that's the best thing.
The problem is like, okay, we can't talk about it right now because this is content. We have to wait till Sunday when we record. I don't want to talk to you about any of this stuff.
Right.
Civil War. It's like, yeah, it was a good movie. Hey, I have some things I want to talk about on Sunday.
And that's what I was yesterday. I was like, we have to have some talk. Let's talk about some Civil
War.
Yeah,
we don't. The very first episode me and Gabe did, we purposefully said, don't tell me what you're bringing to the table. Just bring it, and then we'll talk. So it sounds better, because if you know what I'm bringing to the table, it sounds rehearsed. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Right.
All I do is really is like, all right, I'm just going to go scour like news sites and like, what happened this week?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Or if we saw a movie or something. Like,
right. I think it's transformed into we talk about everything.
Yeah, we talk about everything.
And everything gets touched.
Like that's literally.
I mean, because it used to be when the first, I think it was 14 episodes, it was kind of on point, just comics and stuff like that, interview here there, and then a grapefruit changed everything. Have you ever heard that?
She was awesome, by the way. She was so cool.
Yeah. The same way, like the first three episodes, and it was like one of those awkward fifth weeks in a comic month, and it's like there's absolutely nothing to talk about. We gotta come up with something else, and we're like, all right, let's do entertainment, let's do pop culture, let's talk a little bit about gaming now.
We got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about in the next few months. You know, we got Comic-Con, all the Comic-Cons are hit. Heard you got, did you get tickets to San Diego?
Yeah, me and John are going.
So you're going to get the list from everyone on Facebook. It's like, this is what we need. Can you please?
Yeah, you can be the pack.
So I am driving. John is flying, but I'm driving. And I told him already, too. I was like, hey, whatever you need, I'm going to rent a van, so we'll put it in the van. So I probably will, not for everybody, but I probably will with the people who I chat with the most, probably.
Wow.
I mean, that's what I did for John for C2E2. I was like, is there anything you want?
That's another thing I hope we go to at some point.
That was probably my favorite convention.
Nice.
So. Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo, or some of the
And we'll be bringing this bad boy.
Nice. Hey, and if you're ever in a line for, like, Scott Snyder, you can just pop it down. It's a 3-hour wait, so...
Yeah.
Hey, what are you looking forward to say? What are your 7 words that you want to say to these guys?
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we're going to go bounce. We're going to go...
No worries. Tell us where we can find you.
You can find us on Facebook at Z2 Podcast.
Twitter at Z2 Podcast. And then we're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and our MP3 download.
Check them out, Z2.
Why don't we take a break?
Let's take a break.
All right.
Got to get warmed up, man.
See you guys.
What should we talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? We're live. We're recording right now.
We're recording now, yeah. So we got to talk about something.
Something.
We could talk about the abilities of
Garrett. There's a Harley Quinn over here that's just kind of looking at you. She doesn't want to talk. She's shaking her head.
She don't want to talk?
I don't know why.
No.
Yeah, maybe she's a mute. I don't know.
She's too comfortable. She's a mute with a robe on.
She does look comfortable.
That's okay. It's okay to be scared.
She does seem a little scared.
There's nothing wrong with
she's
that.
She's trembling a little.
I think we should get John over here.
Bring him too!
Okay, so we're at Hall of Justice.
And we're John. Back!
There we go. There we go. How's it going, John?
I don't know.
You don't know how your business
is? I'm here.
You've been running around here like a chicken with your head cut off.
It's been like insane. 0 degrees and you're sweating still.
I am. That's my superpower. It's a fat guy superpower.
That's testosterone, man.
That's right.
It's just leaking out of him.
He's like a drug dealer. People are handing him stuff. He's giving them, paying them in comic books.
Right.
He got on his knees one time. I don't know what was going on.
So, what do you think?
It's insane.
It's insane.
Way better than I could have imagined.
Yeah.
So
I wish it was warmer.
Yeah.
I think it would have been nuts if it's
weather.
Warm.
Yeah.
And the other question I have: where's the Philly cheesesteak guy?
I don't know.
What the hell? That's all I can think about.
I know.
You know, I'm about to have David whip something up because I know he can.
You would think that if that's your business, that you would be, I don't know. First of all, it was hard as shit to get food trucks here to begin with.
Yeah.
Thankfully, this guy, you know, he's like, yeah, I'll be there. And so
why hard? What does that mean?
Nobody gets back to you. Like, if you say, hey, I have this event that I'd like you to come to, it's either... we have to have, you know, $3,000 in guaranteed sales, and if we don't make that, then you're on the hook for the difference, or they don't respond to you. So,
we need to make 10 grand that day.
What was the deal with this one?
He said, we'll do it. He's like, we'll be there. Because he comes over to Elk Mountain Brewing all the time.
Okay.
And so that's why when we tried to get people originally, we reached out to everybody. And then I was like, well, let's find the people that are coming to Parker anyhow. And he was one of them. The Philly Cheesesteak Truck was another. But
maybe he saw the weather and said, screw this. Yeah. It's too darn cold.
Maybe he's just not good enough for Parker.
What's that?
Maybe he's just not good enough.
They're in Castle Rock, so I don't know what you're talking about. That's where they're based out of. Turds.
So
we're talking about this ritzy industrial area you keep telling us about.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
I hate you guys.
We touched on that a little bit.
I hate you all.
A high-end area you're in. Yeah. I mean, this is. I heard it's bigger than All Seas, what you got going on here.
That's what,
and I think it's a demographic that you got here.
That's what somebody else said, too.
People have money to spend here in Parker. You know,
that's true. They do have a lot of money.
Luckily, you live here.
Yeah.
And, you know.
What does that mean?
I need a hand warmer.
Oh, hey-o!
That was amazing.
He snuck up on me.
See, there's a new invention. You can have writer's gloves that
are cold-handed.
Warming and
nipple massage is free.
I really just need to put two pockets here.
Yes.
There you go.
There we go. That's even better. For pockets.
Yes. Right.
You call it the gropey shirt.
Yes. With a Z. Because it's hip.
That's right. That's amazing.
Oh,
people
man.
Will be like, why is it called drop?
Right. It's a hard O. It's a hard O.
That's what she said.
I'm going to go back inside now.
All right.
It's warm just right under the little...
I know, you walked in and instantly warm.
I can turn the heater in the back right there on, but I don't know if that's going to do much
for
me.
Heat us outside, heat the outside world.
Where's
get some ducting for next year. We'll run ducting.
We need
around.
One of those standalones that have fire in them and shit.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
Those ones are
not expensive. Yeah. I think they're like 60 or something.
But if I
would have
had it here yesterday, it would have been worthless.
Yeah.
This was like 85.
It was hot yesterday.
It was so nice yesterday.
Stupid.
I don't know what happened.
Except for at the end of the day.
Hang on one second.
Uh-oh. Businessman. Oh, that was John.
I got this comic.
Not a whole lot going on now. It kind of died down. It's all in there because it's warm.
Yeah.
And we're out here with our nipples scratching up everything.
What's up, brother? How are you?
How you been, man? Sorry, I got a bad arm.
He's got a bad everything.
Yeah.
Are you guys participating in Free Comic Book Day?
Participating?
That was my call.
I know. You wrote the book on it. You wrote the book on it.
You wrote the book.
We're the
free comic book.
You're the benchmark, huh?
I'm going to go make sure Chris is okay.
You too, brother. What is Gareth drawing? BB-8? Is that what we said?
Yeah. He's working on a BB-8 for the Walking
so
Dead
the
cover.
Just a circle.
He was like a zombie BB-8.
Oh, so zombie dinosaurs.
Zombie, there we go. That's what you do. I like doing obscure covers. You know, asking, you know, like BB-8 is zombie or, you know.
Weird shit.
Yeah. I think that's cool. Original stuff.
Can you put a mouth on BB-8?
What's that?
Can you put a mouth on BB-8? Make him look like a zombie?
I'm sure I could.
Binary code.
I'm trying to figure out which character from Walking Dead I want to be.
That's your guy right there. He is like the Walking Dead master.
That's the thing now, though. I mean, everybody's going to have a Negan drawing.
That's true.
You should do Glenn with his brains beat up.
As a zombie?
Yes.
Zombie Glenn?
I'd be good.
You should do Strand. Throw him off. He's the best thing going in Fear the Walking Dead. I love
Strand.
I'm just taking your word for it because I don't watch
it. Oh, it's
neither
amazing.
Do I.
It's
I don't
amazing.
Know anything about it.
Well, here's the thing. I read the comics, so the show is kind of like,
you can't tell me that just yet. Oh. That's blasphemy.
Have you read the comics?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. See? I'm surprised.
Yeah, at least you've done both, so, you know.
And that I think that builds excitement for me because it's different enough to where I'm not just like, ah, fuck, I can't. Like, I read this in the book already. So I think it's different enough for me to be able to detach myself from the comic book to the show.
That's good.
And Fear's different because there is nothing. It's that's just a whole separate show.
And it's own thing. And it's also, isn't it like the very start of it?
Yes.
Like, where it's just now happening?
So they're in a boat right now, which is cool because Walking Dead's never touched on that so far.
Do the walkers swim?
They don't swim. They more kind of just float around. But there's walkers in, like, life vests and shit, and they're trying to get in rafts and shit. It's pretty fucking cool.
That's a kind of a weird little creepy. I've always said, like, if zombie apocalypse happens, first thing I'm doing is going to Walgreens and just aspirin right in the bag. Then I'm going to, like, what is it?
I would just do KY.
Well, obviously. With the
Astroglide. I like the warming stuff, would be cool. I mean, the zombie's cold, right? So you're taking.
Oh, God, you're doing zombies. Well,
I mean, it's a target rich environment.
Wait, now, does that count as necrophilia?
No, I don't think so, because they're walking.
They're alive.
They're kind of alive, but dead, you know?
Huh, all right. I'll take your word for it.
It's sick and twisted.
Very, very weird discussions we're having today.
Can you contract zombieism from unprotected zombie sex?
That's a good question.
I bet you could. I mean, it's in the fluid, right? But do you really... You don't really contract it, though, because it's already in you, right?
Huh. I don't know. That's...
We're asking the tough questions today.
Who has the answers? Dial into the TOTLB hotline.
Yeah.
If you've got answers to that.
I wish we had a quick hotline. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd talk to people.
What, have you got any responses other than me doing Sal Rosenberg?
We've got three. I got three voicemails. Yours didn't come through that day. That's what prompted me to ask for it, to make sure it was working.
Well, all I did was breathe heavily.
Well, that's okay. I need you to do it again.
I was like,
I'm going to need you to do it one more time.
Oh, okay. Actually, I was thinking about one day just, like, calling it and, like, setting it down while I was just rambling about whatever. Like, I was just, you know.
This is my day. I'm eating pizza. How are you doing, ma'am? You want to say hi?
You're on loud. You're on the air.
We're recording. What did you pick up?
She's dangerous. Oh, she carries a match in there, man. She lights it on her teeth, throws it at you. I got nothing to say to you. Throws it at you.
It's like Razor Remote shit right there.
Look at they're all dressed up in it.
I know.
So what comics did you get? Oh, you got Suicide Squad.
All right. That's a good one. All the time, Suicide Squad.
Yeah? Good.
I think she said she can't get enough comic books.
Yeah. There's more.
He loves Aquaman? Is that what he said?
In any way you can imagine.
Very slippery.
Slippery way.
Slippery when
he's
wet?
He's in water. He's always slippery.
You know, I mean, the fish smell is not as strong as your name. Just saying.
As a friend, he's technically fresh fish, right?
I don't think fish smell is
a good. We should get John. Does he have gills? Because, you know, I read it, but does he have gills?
I don't know. Does he have gills?
I think he originally did, and then they're just like, nice.
Namor has gills, right?
Yeah.
See, that makes sense, but that's true.
To help him fly through the water.
It's like turbo, man. Afterburners for your feet.
You need the accessories.
You need the accessories. We're missing something around Namor's feet.
Yeah.
Put some wings on that.
No, I can't draw animals. Put some wings on.
Are they called wings because he goes in the water? So are they fin?
I think wings are wings no matter where you're at.
Okay. I think we should, you know, when John comes back out, we should ask him.
We got a lot of questions today for some reason. He said he doesn't believe in dinosaur zombies.
Who doesn't?
I just said I wasn't sure about the dinosaur zombies, but they eat dinosaurs? They eat people?
They eat dinosaurs, man.
See?
They wouldn't eat people?
Well, yeah. Dinosaurs would eat anything.
That's what I said.
I think dinosaur would eat anything.
Well, I mean, because people only eat people, and only until recently in The Walking
Dead. That is kind of twisted, isn't it?
And animals now, too.
So in The Walking Dead, is it about brains, too? Like George Romero stuff?
No.
They just eat anything.
I don't think that was a George Romero thing. I think that was his partner. I don't think George Romero's zombies ate brains.
I never watched all of them. I saw The Return of the Living Dead.
But those weren't George Romero.
Those weren't George Romero.
Those were the other guy. But I can't remember the other guy's fucking name. They were a partner. They were a team. And then I think that guy, George Romero, didn't want to do things the way he did or something like that. And they split up. So everybody credits him because that's the biker one and shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are very weird ones.
Yeah.
With the toxic in the barrels and shit.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what that was. So Gabe would know. If Gabe was here, he'd know. But he's slinging milk right now.
He's fucking working.
Milk slinger.
Or he just told us he was working. Who knows?
Oh, he's probably at home. Him and Melissa are hanging out. They're like, oh, it's warm here. We put the Mexicans on the mic and let them go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's
Mexican,
half.
Yeah.
He's half, too. We need an answer. We have a question for you.
About Mike?
Why? No, about Aquaman.
Okay.
Gills, does he have gills or not?
Sometimes and not others.
So has it been through different books? He's had them?
No, he's never had gills.
He's never had gills. You just said he had gills, John.
You did just say that.
I was thinking of Waterworld. He has gills.
That had no feet.
I am dumb.
And no legs.
No legs.
So no gills.
No gills.
So he has no gills.
No gills.
So,
where do you stand on dinosaur zombies eating humans?
I'm all for it.
See?
So, but you see, you led him down that path.
What
do dinosaurs eat? Just do dinosaurs eat dinosaurs, or do dinosaurs?
They eat whatever the fuck they want.
That's what
they
I
are
said.
Dinosaurs.
That's what I said. He's on the wrong side of this
he's
argument.
He's trying to work over there. Leave that young man alone.
What are you?
First off, he's not young.
Whoa, whoa.
He's like he's on the cusp of 25, man.
He said that dinosaur zombies only eat other dinosaurs and not humans.
I would assume they would. Because humans, zombies only eat humans or whatever.
No, they eat animals.
Only because of The Walking Dead.
Well.
The Walking Dead barely counts. At least the TV show anyways. Come on, let's be honest.
So we want to know about the gill thing. Because
no.
It came up.
No gills.
So why the hell does Namor have wings on his feet? Why would you have wings in water?
I don't know.
The water wings are usually for kids, right?
That's true, yeah. It helps you float.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For propulsion.
Were they considered a fin or a
wing? I don't have to kick. He can do this.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He can just motorboat through the water like this.
That's right. See, that'd be the way to do it.
That sounds fun, motorboating through water. I'm not going to lie.
It is.
So, big sales?
Your gravity is kind of suspended in the water, so it's like, you can go as fast as you want, and it's just...
Oh, man. But is it a true motorboat if they're, like, over here?
Yeah, you're in the water. You're more motorboating in the water than you are on land.
True. Okay.
That's true. Right. That's
technically. True. I mean, if we want to talk physics about...
Let's
well, you would
Matt.
Know.
Where's
underwater
Matt?
Motorboating, he's not here.
Underwater yell.
Right?
That's a thing. That needs to be a thing.
Underwater motorboating?
Google that. I wonder if there's pictures of that.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Sounds like a good motorboat.
Oh, there's a Supergirl.
That's Christy.
I don't know who that is.
Christy Kai?
She's one of our judges for our non-existent costume competition.
Well, the problem is, I think people come and then leave, because I've seen like 10 people in costume.
Yeah, true. That's true. That's very true.
I think it was,
you should have taken pictures of people.
Huh?
You should have taken pictures of them.
Yeah, I should have. That's... Note for next year.
Next year.
And I'll have this because you said it on here if it ever gets recorded and edited and put out.
Well, first off, it's recording right
now.
Okay,
all right, good. Otherwise, I feel like a moron just standing here talking somewhat into
my... You are not a moron.
Yeah. Why does he keep doing this? I don't understand. What's happening?
Well, sir, I think you have yourself a successful day.
I think so, too, and it's... It's only...
She turned into a human.
Who did?
Hot girl.
Where'd she go?
She took her wings off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She was, like, dancing in there to keep warm.
Was it Dogma?
Yes, exactly.
Or Lucifer.
He comes up with a bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just killing everybody right now.
Bloody nubs on the back.
Oh, man.
Oh, he just...
Are you having a good time? Are you having a good show?
You were so paranoid that you were... I don't want to come down if it's just me, because I'm not funny by myself.
First off, I don't think I ever sound like that.
Well, you totally sound like this, you guys. Hey, this is Juan. I'm Juan from Thinking Outside the Long Box.
That's how your voice comes across.
Only when he sells cars does he sound like that.
Let me think about that for a second.
Why do you think I asked you to put Gareth next to us? Because he's a funny fucker.
Yes, he is.
And I need Dom here. I can't.
Hey, we were trying to think up ideas.
By myself, just talking to the mic, it wouldn't have worked.
Is that a sexual reference?
Whoa. Always.
Is there a glory hole somewhere that I'm unaware of?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Shit, look who's here.
Do I need to make
Vader's
you aware
here.
Of
Vader's here, man. Oh.
He is walking kind of creepily, too.
Who's under the table? Whose hand is in my lap?
Where's Carissa?
She is running the register.
Oh, he's even got the noise.
Uh-oh. Stepping on his dress. Supergirl's got to be cold. She ain't wearing no pants.
That's too darn cold. Forget that.
Dom, I will give you $5 if you go kiss Vader on the mouth.
Oh, please.
Or his mouth hole thing. His mouth grates.
He's gonna. Somebody's got to photograph it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I got it.
That's easy.
I'm just kidding. You don't need to do that. We'll do it. We'll put it on YouTube. Make a star.
Who's in that one? It depends who's in it.
You said that some dude a part of the
501st?
Yeah.
That's Patrick Gillies. The Vader's outfit.
That's Gillies?
Yeah.
I don't know who Gillies is.
He's one of my pool customers.
Is that how you refer to me?
TIE Fighter guys, too.
You have pool customers?
Pool customers. Oh, well, they're all cool, too, yes.
So why?
Yes, is the answer to that question.
Yes, yes, everybody. Yes.
Yes. See, I just constantly recording. I tried to catch up in a trap.
Constant.
It's a trap.
Talking to the show.
He was being recorded. I was waiting.
Yeah, you're recording. We're recording right now.
So how long does it go?
Oh, for hours.
Until we get kicked out.
Juan takes a little blue pill and he's...
Hey-o!
I don't know. I feel bad now because Alex is in high school.
So? What high schooler doesn't know?
Yeah.
Come on!
I'll wait for Patrick to come over here. I say, yo, Darth, come over here. Let me lay one on you.
I don't think he heard you.
He's like, I want to do it. I'm... Take the helm.
Steam coming up that hot pot.
That's amazing.
I'll show you some steam. It smells amazing. Holy shit.
El Diablo. You got it right there. It's got all hidden. Oh, Mike's here.
I don't think Vader poses with people. I feel like he kills people.
He just does this.
Shouldn't
he
have some stormtroopers?
Yes.
Right,
so or jumping up in the air like this. Like he's choking, force choking you.
That'd be awesome.
But you'd have to do a lot of jumping.
I'd be standing on a chair. Just don't take a picture of the chair.
Here's a question. Do you think Darth Vader, if he was V-Pants, could he force choke his dick?
Hold on. But wait, there's more. No, I'm just kidding.
There's a lot of junk coming at you right now.
That's a lot of ass.
Could Vader force choke him? Masturbate
like autoerotic.
It's like
force jokes himself.
No,
that's what he's saying.
Well, that can he do that and also masturbate without handless? Man,
he's got two hands. But here's a good question: does the force come out of your hands?
That's a question.
You know what I mean? That's a good question.
That is a good question.
When they do the
force pulling, it's coming out of your hands. If you're Jedi mind tricking, it's not really coming out of your hands.
El Diablo.
Oh, that's
green chili.
That's El Diablo butthole later on.
Green chili and what?
I can handle it.
You're only half Mexican, you ginger.
Whoa. You know what? This is why, after I pull out, I always wipe it on your teddy bear.
Oh.
That's why.
Man, that was brutal.
I like to use a fluffy sock myself.
Sandpaper?
You can tie it, throw it in the trash.
I like to masturbate with sandpaper.
That's what Raquel uses on
sandpaper. I like a light grit.
Yeah.
You use a light grit
thick.
And maybe a little, what's that?
He can't get too thick.
What's that hot sauce?
Cholula? Tapatio?
Valentino.
No, the Durkee's, what is it?
Durkee's.
Durkee's Red Hot or something like that.
I don't think they make that. I think it's Frank's now.
Durkee's.
I'm going to go check them on my phone.
Your man's coming.
Oh, here comes Vader.
We have Lord Vader here, stepping up to the mic.
No, he's hand puppeting right now.
He's hand puppeting. That's him talking. Please don't force choke us. We were asking a question, Lord Vader.
Serious question.
This is a serious question. If you were to de-pants yourself, can you force choke things below your waist to get things done? Yes. Do you need to use a hand, or can you just use your mind? He just uses his head. This guy is talented. You know, you're a very talented man. Now the question is, can you force choke asphyxiation yourself? You know, can you do that too? You've seen this.
Yeah.
He's a witness.
Well, I know. Isn't Patrick under that? Is that you? I need to get.
Oh, he's taking off his helmet.
That is so cool. I want to get a picture of like me kissing you with the helmet on, of course.
You know, there are boundaries in this world.
What do you want?
I know
below
I
the waist
to the show all the time.
I can't do below the
so
waist.
I know that you don't have any boundaries.
Well, we got a minivan there. I could do something to Lord Vader.
Neither one of us are small guys. I think we're going to need a full size van. But you know,
third seat comes out, buddy. Third seat comes out.
Put on a little Barry White in the van.
Barry White.
70s, you know.
That is awesome costume. I didn't know you had that one. That's a pretty penny.
Yeah, as you put all the pieces together.
Right. But. And you guys have to have it, like, certified, don't you?
Yeah, so we have judges that verify.
Why don't you tell us what this is, the whole thing, for the listeners who don't know.
This is an Empire Strikes Back Vader, and I'm part of the Mountain Garrison of the 501st Legion. And so in the 501st, we have a judging process, and there's written CRLs, they're called, which is sort of the standard for what a costume has to be. So it tells you have to have boots that look a certain way, and armor, and chest box, a belt. Everything has to sort of meet a certain standard.
Gotcha.
And so once you've met that standard, and you submit pictures, and it gets judged, and then you become a member. And so really all that means is then you get to go do stuff.
Well, you guys do a lot of good stuff, too. I mean, children's hospitals.
Yeah, a lot of charities. So yeah. We were at the Autism Speaks Walk this morning. We were at the Symphony as a part of a thing with Comic-Con last night. We did a Make-A-Wish fundraiser Wednesday night.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was really good.
Museum Wednesday morning. Then did some TV Wednesday morning to promote the museum.
That's awesome.
The Denver Art Museum is having the Lucasfilm and Smithsonian's exhibit of Star Wars costumes, of 60 Star Wars costumes starting in November.
Now, how do you guys like roll in a group, or do you guys like draw names out of a hat to find out who's going where?
So it's all volunteers, so we all decide where we're going to go.
Okay.
So between the 501st and the Rebel Legion Mountain Base, and then there's the R2 Builders group, and Mandalorian Mercenaries group here in town.
Right.
We'll get approached, we'll share those with each other, and try to get a group of us together who's willing to go out and have those conversations, have those events fulfilled. So sometimes we don't make every event.
Right.
But we cover quite a few.
How many is in your charter or whatever it is?
I believe the 501st has roughly 140, 150.
That's the Mountain Division?
Mountain Garrison.
Okay, Mountain Garrison.
Internationally, the 501st has somewhere around 8,000 members
right
now.
Wow, that's impressive.
Then I'm in a command position with the Rebel Legion. We have about 4,000, 4,500 members.
What's the difference between the two?
So the Rebel Legion is good guys.
Okay.
And the 501st is bad guys.
Okay. Hey, man, that's
and
pretty cool.
Mandalorian Mercenaries is all Mandalorians. They all do custom costumes, so Boba Fett is the most well-known Mandalorian.
Right.
And then the R2 Builders, which there's an R2-D2 running around here somewhere.
Oh, there's R2 right there. I'm going to take a photo of that.
Then they have their own group. And they have a Jawa as well.
And a Jawa. That's incredible.
Are there events where there's all 150 of you together?
No, we get pretty close at Comic-Con. We do a photo at Comic-Con every year. It's usually early in the morning because it's kind of hot.
Right.
The places that we do it are
you guys
outside.
Are busy all day long.
Star Wars Celebration for Orlando just got announced.
Oh, really?
And you'll see us, huge numbers of us there.
Nice.
And the photos we do there have thousands in them.
That's cool.
That is sweet. I didn't know you did both. I didn't know you played both sides of the force.
Play both
there.
Sides, yes.
And Claude, how long have you been doing this?
Since December.
Since December?
Oh, yeah.
And how do you like it so far?
It's been a lifelong, honestly, since I found out about the 501st about 10 years ago, it's been a dream. So it's like,
this is a new costume for you, right?
Yeah, this is my newest one. This is my only one. So it's my first costume.
Okay.
And I already want to make like 10, 15 more, but you got to win the lottery.
Right.
So
right.
Are those like pieces, is that molds that you buy from somewhere, or do you take...
All our costumes are fan-made for fans.
Okay.
So we have some people that are able to, they have like, this is all ABS plastic, all this stuff. And they'll have people that have the heat molds and everything, so they're able to make the shapes.
Right.
You can put them, a lot of people will put them together themselves, save on costs.
Right.
But for the most part, it's like, everything. It's like, a lot of this stuff you can find in Home Depot or something.
Nice.
And, but they do, like Patrick said, you have to go through a rigorous little checklist.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I have two friends that are in it as well, Michael Machado and Steve, I can't even think of Steve's name. Steve, if you're hearing this, I'm sorry, I can't remember your last name all of a sudden. But, yeah, he does, they both do Snow Troopers. And,
yeah.
But yeah, they had to have stuff weathered.
Oh yeah.
All the different characteristics had to be done. It's incredible the process you guys have to go through.
Because I was like, the last time we went out for the, I think it was either the morning of the Wings Over the Rockies, Star Wars Day or something, it was snowing. And I'm like, I should have made a snowtrooper for Colorado.
Don't you have an Imperial, like, officer costume, too?
That's, it's technically a TIE reserve pilot.
Okay.
Off-duty.
Okay.
The officers have those little colored bars on the chest, but we often get mistaken for officers. So, yeah, that was my first.
Okay.
And then once I was able to get this, the chest box and the helmet put together, then I got approved at the full TIE pilot status.
That's awesome.
Well, how can people find your chapter or find a little bit more about you guys?
Oh, if you go to 501stlegion.com, they have the listing for everything.
Nice.
For the local Mountain Garrison, it's MG as in Mike Mountain Garrison, 501 or 501st.com. I've got the, hold on. Let me get the...
I'm making him do work.
Yeah.
He's reaching deep in his bowels.
I'm going to hand you my wallet.
Okay. And I will be...
Open it up, and on that side...
Here?
In the billfold, there should be a business card.
No, there...
The front part there. Behind the paper.
There we go.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Take one of those.
So it's www.501st or 501st.com. And the other one is www.mg501.com. So I want to thank Claude and Patrick for stopping by and talking to us. I'm sure they got a lot of people that want to talk to them. It's pretty incredible.
Well, and don't forget www.rebellegion.com.
And www.rebellegion.com. So thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a listener. That's
oh,
why
good.
Oh,
sorry.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Right on. Right on. Well, I'm glad Lord Vader stopped by and his trusty sidekick, the TIE fighter pilot, or his Imperial TIE fighter. I don't know, whatever it is. He just waved
go
okay.
Go force choke a few people.
Yeah, go force choke. I want to see you lift somebody up. That was the 501st, everybody. That was pretty cool.
It's cold.
I bet you that costume's warm, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
You got a heater in there?
It's just circulating.
Lord Vader's got a heater in there. Climate controlled. That's right. It's below its waist. That heats up everything.
Gotta get the heat moving, the blood
moving.
Yeah,
man. I think my blood's freezing again.
It might be time to go eat something.
Yeah. Want to take a break again?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Fucking Gabe, bastard, not here.
He knew better.
Live from the Collector's Super Show in beautiful Thornton, Colorado, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, John, and Gabe.
Yeah, close enough.
Who cares? Okay, so we're back after your son kicked the recorder.
All right. That didn't need to be on the show, Brooke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our love for each other, that can just... go away into the ether. It doesn't need to be on the internet how deeply you already care for me and how you want to be.
I don't know if this is your boyfriend or your husband.
This is my fiance. We get married on May 4th.
Hey, it's okay. We can all.
We'll have a wonderful Triforce relationship.
Just, oh, no. My wife's down. It'll be fine.
Oh.
It's like.
We'll swing it. It's cool.
Yeah. No, it's not weird.
He'll be swinging
it. You already have an extra dude with you.
We can always just shake the eight ball and find out what it is.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, man. Your boat.
I don't want to get in the middle of that.
You are turning an incredible shade of red right now.
We don't look anything alike. It's okay.
Oh, it's... Hey, even if I knew it was your brother, I would have said that.
Just a little incest.
It's all right.
I believe right. Since it rhymes, incest is the best is true because all things that rhyme are true.
That would be quite the Google search.
All things that rhyme are true.
Well, if I was looking at anime figures, we'd always go under the Japanese Kiki time. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I used to watch a lot of anime when I was younger, I watched a lot of kind of like shonen stuff, like Rurouni Kenshin and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm a huge Kenshin fan. Have you seen the live action movie?
I have everything.
Oh, the live action movies are way better than I thought they were going to be.
Yes, but, they are.
Anyway, so like one of my friends was like, oh, you like anime, right? And I was like, yeah, I love it.
He's like, dude, check this movie out. Dude, it was like some crazy, like, I don't even remember what it was called, but it was like some crazy, like, tentacle porn exploding body shit. I'm like,
yes!
You have got to be kidding me. You got to warn a guy before you just throw him a tape of that. like, I'm sitting, I was like, you know, with my girlfriend, I'm like, hey, my friend gave me this, you know, anime. We should check it out. Hey, Smitty. Smitty flipping me off. I deserve that all the time.
We're so excited to have you here at the Super Show.
I'm not excited.
They're excited to have us at the Super Show. Why is it that,
I doubt it.
Why is it that every time we come to a convention, we're right in front of the announcer?
I don't know. Ask John. He put us here.
Why do you always put us right in front of the announcer?
Thank you so much.
How many are you up to now?
One dick punch. A lot of ball punches, I think. You moved from the ball to the dick somehow just now.
Boom!
I
should
go within one shot. I mean,
mine goes up into my stomach, so it's always one with one shot.
Like One Punch Man.
Yes.
Blah blah. I haven't watched that. Is it worth it?
Yes, we loaned him the manga.
It's awesome. Is it funny? I've heard it's really funny.
It is fantastically amazing.
Shut up!
Don't tell Dom to shut up.
He said we're a stupid show.
He didn't wear his cool shirt supporting the show.
Oh, seriously? Seriously?
It's being dry cleaned.
It's because he's wearing that same thong, he said. He said he's got a matching thong to the shirt.
You got a matching thong to the shirt.
It's edible underpants.
Oh!
She's kind of short, too.
I would say, I know. I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought about the physics of it for a while and then had to stop. Like... I'm just like, but he's so, and she's so, and, don't think about it, too late.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, man.
That's why she's fun-sized.
Oh, fun-sized. Mm. Does she come in a nice package?
Ass dumb.
I hear he comes with a fun-sized package as well.
Here he comes, too.
He's no, I'm not, I can't do it to him. I can do it
he's
to him.
He's the king size.
Hey, Dom, are you king size and she's fun size?
She's fun size, I'm just fat.
You're like... Oh, I might pass out. I stopped breathing when I coughed right there.
Yeah, we put this rigging, we put it together so I wouldn't crush it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those baby carrying things?
The diaper, you wear the diaper?
She likes that diaper.
Daddy's been a bad boy. Oh, I hope the mic picked that up.
I only feel sorry with the wiping part.
Are they dude wipes?
Filters out the hair.
Why is it that every time Tom passes me, it smells like wet wipes? It's because he's farting constantly. Oh, man. Well, you want to talk about news?
Sure. What do you have?
So
I have a lot.
Here's my first thing.
I figured this would be your first thing.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so DC restructured Vertigo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
They're either letting go or demoting Shelley Bond.
They're letting her go.
But on top of it, they're keeping a guy named Eddie Berzanza, even though he has tons of sexual harassment complaints.
Right.
So this is literally something that almost makes me want to drop everything DC from my poll. I can't express to you how irritating it is that DC has this culture, and it's not just in this situation, but in a lot of situations, where they're significantly more permissive with allowing men to be fucking shit-faced pigs, and then, like, fire... demote and let go of female artists and writers. I mean, we're talking like real people. Shelley Bond like has basically taken Vertigo in the direction that it needed to go. I'm loving all the Vertigo titles, and now all of a sudden she's gone.
They're losing money on Vertigo.
Still, though, they're losing money because they tried to put out too much stuff at once.
Would your stance be different if he would have gotten fired and then she would have gotten fired?
Yeah, if it was for a business reason, absolutely.
Right, because it seems like the only reason there's an uproar about this is because he's still there.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if this was really a business decision for her.
Because it just looks rude.
Right.
Like, there's a... Hi, how are you?
Hi. It's fascinating.
He can talk.
Do you
want to
say hi?
It's a no, he's out.
He's and I'm done. Well, it's nice sort of talking to him. That little boy is like, what is going on right now?
He was all,
why are those fat guys talking?
Well, one is fat, one is skinny, and they're both assholes.
One is not skinny.
One's just skinnier.
Vaguely skinnier.
Yeah. No, pretty skinny.
Pretty skinny.
Just shut up. Get out of here.
So it's hard for me. It's hard for me to get upset. It's not. I mean, the guy should get fired if he's had more than the two or three or whatever. Like they're saying, it's time for him to go.
For me, the problem isn't the letting go of Shelley Bond. That's not my issue with it. My issue with it is that there's a culture and a pattern of, oh, he's just a dude being a dude. Versus, like, I mean, we're talking people like Alex DeCampi.
Well,
like,
supposedly DC or Warner Brothers, I think is who owns it.
Yeah.
Supposedly they have a really stringent policy when it comes to that. And he, like, I don't know what happened. Nobody knows. I don't know, at least. It didn't show up in the article or nothing. It just says something happened and people complained.
It's basically a quote-unquote open secret, where everybody knows that he's like a sleaze and that he like is rude to women and disgusting to women.
And that's
and
what
nobody
I'm saying.
Does anything
I don't know
about
if
it
was. I don't know the level. Not that it's any better, but I don't know what he did. But he went through his hoops that he had to jump through. What Warner Brothers makes you go through, whatever they make you go through.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't. You know, if it's one time and he's got to do the thing, depending on what the one time was, I have no idea. You know, that's why there's rules in place. I think. You know, if you go to jail and you come out, are you still a bad dude, or are you good because you went to jail?
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's debatable, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a harder... I don't care. Do you need cash?
It's free.
Oh, okay.
He just wants to show you. He's showing off, you jerk.
He said,
your son is proud of his comic book.
If you were to listen what came out of his mouth...
Doesn't matter.
He said, can I buy this? And I said, I don't know. Do you need money?
One... Why are you so mean?
Because you don't fucking listen.
Hashtag one is mean.
What? I love Green Lantern. High five.
One is an asshole.
But that was that
hashtag
was my,
one is mean.
Yeah. That was my only thing. If it's two or three, at that point it's time to just let him go.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I just don't think that the two things correlate, and it's hard for me to be mad at two separate things.
I think they don't correlate in this specific instance necessarily, but I think the pattern over time of like firing and demoting and like just kind of letting go of female writers and artists and allowing like people that are breaking the rules of the company to keep going.
Right.
I think that pattern is what people are starting to see, and it becomes very, very frustrating very quickly.
And the shitty thing is we don't know what they did to Shelley pre her getting fired.
Yeah.
We don't know if they said, hey, you know, Vertigo's losing money, you need to fix it. You know, if they gave her one, two, three opportunities to fix it, then finally it was like, okay, we got to let you go.
Right.
Those are the things that I want to know. Like, I can't look at the face of two things and be angry at something.
Oh, I can.
I can't. It just,
that's what I do.
Because it doesn't... I know. It just, I just don't have the information to properly form an opinion.
You know what?
Sexual harassment, okay, he needs to be fired. I'm good with that.
I'm going to say something you don't hear very often,
okay.
Juan. You're right. I need to do more research into it before I'm indignant, because just outrage for outrage's sake is dumb.
Well,
in general, I feel like it really annoys me to see that pattern.
I agree with you.
But you're right.
I agree with you.
I think it deserves a little more looking into.
It's females in everything. It's not just this.
Oh,
it's
no,
everything.
I know. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like the way we treat women in our country and like in general
in
around
the world.
Bullshit. The fact that, like, I don't want to get overly political about it, but the fact that, like, you know, women can be kidnapped by Boko Haram and their country does nothing to find them because, they're just women.
Right.
Like, that's frustrating. The fact that women get paid, like, you know, 70% of male incomes, that's fucking horrible. Like, the way women get treated in general in our world is ridiculous, especially considering that we all came out of a vagina at some point.
For sure.
And
like to go like back
to
in. And
like to come inside of it. But
it's just, like I said, I agree with you. You know, whatever steps they took and they needed to take, hopefully they took them, and people can form their own opinion.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
But if I see that guy, I'll probably yell at him.
I'm okay with that.
I am a dick, so... All right, what else do you have for news?
Well, I thought you would be excited about Doctor Strange. I thought that would be like the first thing out of your mouth.
It's the second thing out of my mouth.
Well, everybody, besides the dick you took out.
Yeah, that's always the first thing out of my mouth at the beginning of the show. The dick.
I watched it
on my phone, then I went on to Hulu and I watched it on my TV, then I made my wife watch it, then I made my son watch it, then I made my daughter watch it. Mostly his excuses to...
You know there's a whole nother microphone over there, right?
Then you made his son watch it again.
Yeah.
And again. And one more time.
I am so stoked about how it looks. Like, it looks like, teach me. Like, it's just so good. I can't wait to see it. And I feel like what the trailer showed is just, like, scraping the surface.
What's the video thing that we try to do?
Periscope.
Periscope.
We'll do a Periscope.
That sounds so weird. Yeah. So weird. Oh, okay. We'll be there next for free comic book day.
I'm going to Periscope right? And we wander around.
Yes. I don't know if that's a good... That might be a little crazy.
Yeah, it's so... So, like, imagine... You know what? Have you seen the Facebook Live stuff? So, like, lately you'll be seeing people that are doing Facebook Live, and it's basically where they're live streaming stuff onto... I feel like there's going to be a lot of that in this episode.
We were talking about Anna. Doctor Strange.
I'm super stoked to see Doctor Strange. So, it looks like they've nailed it visually. It looks like the trailer is just scraping the surface of what is going to happen in the movie, because that is literally just the beginning of the story.
Right.
You know, it's Doctor Strange. His hands are broken. He doesn't know what to do with his life anymore because he can't be a surgeon, and then he learns how to be the Sorcerer Supreme. Like, that's literally just the origin story. Hopefully they go into it a little bit deeper than that.
So, trailer can't come without its controversy a little bit.
Of course, always.
This and the Scarlett Johansson movie.
Oh, The Ghost in the Shell?
The Ghost in the Shell. Accusations of whitewashing characters, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Who's been whitewashing Doctor Strange?
The girl. I don't know. I don't remember her name.
The old Sorcerer Supreme. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Whitewashed, and she was a male, right?
Yeah.
In Doctor Strange proper.
So I feel like all they've really done is just change the character completely.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like Nick Fury. Nick Fury is not a black man.
Right.
Like, you know, Marvel does that quite a bit where they actually, like, take a character and completely change it for the movie universe. And I think it's a lot of it is kind of like how Daryl doesn't exist in The Walking
right.
Dead. Like, they're trying to differentiate between the comic book and their cinematic universe. That makes more sense to me than the Ghost in the Shell thing.
I really don't care.
Like, the Ghost in the Shell thing, I don't really care that much either, other than they didn't really change her name.
But,
to make Scarlett Johansson play, like, a woman that is, like, very distinctly Japanese.
Right, right.
But what's weird about it is she physically looks almost exactly like the character in the anime, because... There's so much Anglicization of the way people are drawn in anime and manga that a lot of anime and manga characters look like white people. So, like, it's a weird thing that is frustrating, but...
I think he wants to say something.
Yeah. Did you want to say something? Here, scoot over, Sophia.
You guys are talking about the Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, you'll have to come right up on it, though.
Okay. I find that the, like I said, the way people, mangas and anime is drawn, like that's the style. But the character, like you said, the name, her name is Kusanagi.
Yeah.
Like you said, the way most anime is drawn, the style, they do not like look Japanese, most anime. Unless
exactly.
They really try, like there's some anime that they really try to make them look Asian, but there's most of the time, they don't draw them like that, because I think anime is just a style. More or less not trying to make people look like people.
Right.
Like they have white people and Japanese people, they look the same.
They look exactly
they draw
the
black
same,
people,
yeah.
They actually look like white people too.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Would you be happy with them? See, there's where you roll the dice. Do you change the name of the character
and then
make
people,
more people mad?
Yeah. I think the simple solution is that you just cast a Japanese person in the role. Like, I mean, but say your name. What was your name?
Corey.
So I'm with Corey. Like, I've read enough manga and I've watched enough anime that, like, they're typically drawn to look white. And there is, like, this ideal, like, visual style in anime and manga where everybody looks white. Like he said, even black people look white in manga. So it's like this weird six of one, half a dozen of the other. For me, personally, I have enough confidence in Scarlett Johansson's acting abilities that I think it'll be fine. And I think once people see the movie, they're going to be like, oh, okay, that
makes
sense.
Maybe she's adopted.
Yeah. Maybe she's a hot chick that kind of looks like an anime character.
Well, it goes to everything. We've talked about it before. Idris Elba was up for 007, or that was the big rumor. And I think it'd be fucking amazing.
That's a little different because 007, it's understood that that's a designation. It's not a
specific
person.
But a lot of people think
person.
That that's the one person.
Those people are fucking stupid. Nobody
I agree
cares
with
about
you.
Those people.
I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. I think, like you said, even with Nick Fury... Like, people make too much of a big deal out of stuff like that sometimes. It's fine. As long as he plays the role, fine. It's weird. The reason why I picked the Scarlett Johansson was because I read a lot of articles saying that they purposely tried to make her look more Japanese instead of hiring a Japanese
person.
Which is
really weird, though. Like, it's just really... How can we make this white person look like a different race? Isn't that the equivalent of blackface? Like, that's horrible.
It was... I forget the actress from Pacific Rim. They said most people. I agree. If anything, they should have cast her in the role if they wanted. If we needed a Japanese or an Asian actress, I think that would have been perfect.
And she would have nailed it. Yeah. Like, she's basically. I mean, Pacific Rim is like effectively the same style of movie. You know, like. Mega Tokyo versus giant kaiju mech isn't really that big of a stretch. Like, I'm. In general, I'm excited to see it. Like, I want to see the movie.
I don't know anything about it. I read that, and then I read the Doctor Strange thing.
I watched the shit out of Ghost in the Shell when I was a kid. I seriously watched Ghost in the Shell, like, a bajillion times when I was a kid. That and Akira, because it was, like, the only two anime that were at the video store. I was like, these are so cool. Why aren't there more of these? And then there were more of them. Yay, 90s.
Well, wander back through if you want to talk again. You'll be on a future episode.
Awesome. Thanks for talking with us, Corey. Oh, that was super organic, and I loved it.
Come over, Brooke.
Be a new friend of the show.
We're very opinionated
Have
ourselves.
Have you seen how many times Dom has stopped just to talk about his dick size? Like, it's totally fine. Say literally whatever you want.
Well, he was talking. I heard Asian white girl, and I was like, "It's Ghost in the Shell."
Oh,
like,
yeah,
God,
absolutely.
Damn it! I don't even want to talk about it.
So you're a big anime fan.
You have no idea.
So how frustrating is that for you? Like,
how frustrating is it for me? Oh my gosh, that's so hard to explain. Well, Ghost in the Shell is one of those original animes that got me into anime.
See,
it's been around since I was a kid.
That's kind of what I was saying. Like, the only two anime at the video store when I was a kid were Akira and Ghost in the Shell. So I constantly check them out and watch them over and over again, not knowing that they're like literally like lowest common denominator anime until
Akira's a classic, and they're showing it at Alamo Drafthouse for $5 right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's freaking awesome. But Ghost in the Shell, for having Scarlett Johansson play it, is just... It's the whole entire whitewashing thing.
See, and that's...
So my... What I was saying was... Or what we were
questioning... He's defending the racists. No,
I'm
kidding.
Defending the racists. No,
I love the interaction in the show. This episode.
Random shit.
It's gonna be like weird interjections.
Hey, no.
And here's John.
I normally don't care when it comes to whoever's gonna be the best actor or actress to play the role should go in. It was the only reason I brought it up is because it was weird. If you're going to put her in that situation, then you need to change something. You can't just simply make her look Japanese or try and make her look Japanese and try to... But that's what I'm saying. Like, change the character name or do something. You know, you can't please everybody. Somebody's going to be mad.
No matter what.
Well, because
with something as classic going from anime to live action, literally no matter what anybody does, somebody's going to be upset about it.
Yes.
Okay, that's the truth. Like, I will find a reason to be upset about it. I am that someone.
Because we were talking about Nick Fury and possibly Idris Elba being cast as James Bond. Neither of those characters are typically African American.
No, they're typically
amazing actors.
Yes,
like, I don't care. Like, but it's the weird part to me was the fact that they cast her and then they tried to make her look Asian instead of just hiring an. If that's what you wanted, hire an Asian person.
There are plenty of amazing Japanese American actresses. Right. And the fact that that was my problem was they kept her name Makoto, and like they should have changed it or made it. This is an alter ego of the original character.
I said maybe she's adopted.
Yeah, something else. This is, you know, my perverted twin sister here. Like something else. Like that really bothered me.
I agree.
They should have made her an alter ego. Like, it's the same body, but she does go through multiple changes because she is, you know, like an android type person. So it is overall the skin, but they should have made this a different skin instead of the original skin.
Right.
The original skin was a Japanese woman.
Right.
That her original body that they created. So it did.
There's a lot of things that they could have done with it, but instead they just hired Scarlett Johansson and said, let's try to make her look Asian.
She doesn't look Asian at all, though.
I know. She looks exactly like Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
She looks like a fucking beautiful Scandinavian woman, just like she is. Like, it's ridiculous.
So, yeah, no, I just wanted to be like, yes, it's horrible. I'm going to watch
it's
it because it's Ghost in the Shell.
See, that's how I am. I'm going to watch it and probably be like, oh, that was pretty cool.
I'll just be talking throughout the whole movie and just possibly hating on it.
Bullshit!
I did that with Lord of the Rings the whole time, so it's okay.
Hey, now, I was able to divorce Lord of the Rings from the books and just enjoy the movies for the spectacle they were.
I do that the second time around. The first time, I'm just angry the entire time, and then the second time, I'll enjoy it.
I feel like Brooke and I would get along really well when it comes to movies. Like, basically, my position in the show is to be the old man that's like, it looks terrible! And then, like, 2 months later, be like, it was awesome!
That's exactly what I do. You can ask him.
Like, Gotham, I talked shit about Gotham for, like, 3 months, and then I watched it. I was like, dude, that was so good.
We do need an official Gabe apologizes section.
That would be funny. I like that.
A whole podcast dedicated to, I apologize for this, and then this, and I apologize, I'm so sorry for this.
But not the dick jokes. I'll never apologize for dick jokes. So, my next news bit is like totally just self-serving. There's a new story arc of Manifest Destiny, which is one of my absolute favorite Image comic books right now. So
I still haven't read it.
Dude, it's so good. Manifest Destiny.
The one with the three colors?
No.
No?
That's eight.
Okay.
Manifest Destiny is the one that's about Lewis and Clark traveling across the country.
Okay,
and the country is full of monsters.
Yes, okay.
It's the absolute coolest comic book. I love it. It's just super, super cool. So I enjoy it very much, and I can't wait to read more of it. So that's really all there is to that. Go with news, sir.
You're caught up on The Flash?
I think so, yeah.
Are you caught up on Supergirl?
I have not watched any Supergirl. So I haven't seen the crossover episode.
Okay, that's where I'm going with this.
That's all I haven't seen. But
So the newest Flash that came out this last week with him and Zoom and Cisco finally kind of using his powers to open the portal.
Vibe,
There was a question as to why Flash didn't talk about Supergirl. Like, why he didn't mention that he went to help her and blah, 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 blah. But during the episode, before I ever read those articles, during the episode, he's running with his the tachyon thing that makes him go faster, and he goes through a portal. And I was like, holy shit, he just went through time. And then a second later, he comes out. And I'm like, okay, that was kind of weird. It didn't really develop into anything. And he comes back to Star Labs, and he goes, how long have I been gone? And they're like, a few seconds. And then they just brushed it off, and it went forward. But apparently, the in-universe answer to that is, he went through the portal, and that's where he crossed over with Supergirl. And because they were caught up with Zoom and everything that was going on, he didn't say anything because he had a job he needed to do once he was there.
Right.
Nobody listens to this show. How many people listen to the show?
200. In China, China, Japan, Mexico.
No, your name's still Brooke, though, and you sound exactly the same.
What's your alter ego?
The entire time.
Depends on which guild it is.
I'm just going to call you Brooke because I can only really remember about your name.
He may not even remember that next time he sees you.
I probably won't remember that. I'm pretty sure his name's Mike and he's your brother.
That's Dave. That's
God, see, I was really close. Mike, Dave, you're Mike. That's what happened. He's Mike. Go away so I can remember his name's Dave. Only two names at a time in the brain.
Including his own.
I'll be around, guys. We'll talk about more in Hentai and Tentacles later.
That's why you don't remember your children names.
So that was the in-universe explanation. Was
like that
he went through the he went through the whatever it was to jump through time, went to help Supergirl, came back not realizing what had just happened in those few seconds, and his shit was just going too crazy.
Too much
and he
stuff
didn't
was
say
going
it.
On. Right. I like it. That's cool.
It was crazy because literally. When he went through, I was like, what the fuck? He just went through time.
I remember that.
And he went out, and I was like, well, that was kind of lame. Nothing happened.
That's funny. Like, that's kind of cool. I know that I'm going to look it up. There's a CBS app that I just found on my phone, so I'm going to look it up and watch Supergirl, because, I mean, I want to see it. It looks
right.
Cool. I just haven't... I don't have CBS on Hulu, so
right.
I can't watch it.
Flash has been good.
I love
this
Flash.
This is the first week it came back. It was on 2 or 3 week hiatus.
And Arrow's been really good, too.
But so. That's on break, too, until
so did you
a
see
few
the,
weeks from
did
now.
Did you see the video I posted of Sarah Lance dying?
Yes.
So we
yes.
talked on the show about how Mel would be, like, completely nonplussed that Sarah Lance dies.
Right.
So I took a video that I posted to our Facebook page. So it's, you know, the whole scene is, like, long and drawn out. Mel's just kind of watching it, you know, half asleep or whatever. And then Sarah Lance dies and she sits up. She's all, did she just die? I'm all, yeah. She's all, yes. I was like,
it was funny.
I knew it.
It was funny.
It was awesome.
I thought they were throwing us off.
That's why you can't remember our names? Wow, thank you.
It was like 10 minutes ago.
Asshole.
Welcome to 5 minutes ago, Ashton.
I thought they were throwing us off. I thought somebody else was going to die. At first, when it happened, I was like, okay, she's going to die.
Yeah.
We know it. And then she came back, and I was like, okay, then who's really going to die? And I didn't expect her to kind of go through some shit. So it kind of threw me off originally. She told him a secret that apparently we're going to know in the next season and not this season.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's, you have 5 other sons. Dark has all of them.
I have a Green Lantern ring.
There's a second season of Kimmy Schmidt on
I
Netflix.
I hate Kimmy Schmidt.
It's awesome. I don't care what you think.
I've only watched a few episodes. I like it.
There's a new season. It's a super funny season so far. There's this really great episode where they're gentrifying their neighborhood. So the character, their landlord, that's played by Carol Kane, they paint over this Biggie mural. She's like, how are we going to know that Biggie's dead? Like, you know. And so at the end of the episode, she draws this picture. She spray paints a picture of Biggie on another wall to like keep to keep the neighborhood from getting gentrified too fast. And it's literally just this circle, all right, with like two lines, like eyes drawn with like two like little lines with like a real rudimentary crown on his head and just kind of a line for a mouth. And the other, you know, graffiti artist that's there with her, he's all, yeah, looks just like him. But when I saw the picture, I was like, that's totally Biggie. Like, that is, like, super, super perfect. It's, like, the most... How could we take the most rudimentary drawing and make sure that you know that's Biggie Smalls?
Wow.
Like, it was really funny to me. So, yes, Biggie Smalls...
Very weird.
Rest in peace, but you totally had a Charlie Brown head.
That would be awesome, by the way.
Oh, it was rad. A Charlie Brown version of Biggie?
Yes.
I think I could pull that off. I think I could draw that.
No, you can't.
Yes,
I've seen you draw things.
I draw really well.
Stop.
He does draw pretty well.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I do.
No, you're terrible.
Look at this picture of a penis inside of my notebook. That
hey,
looks,
John.
That is a penis. That's a penis.
Labeled for future
and
reference.
And in his mouth.
Just in case you didn't.
Juan.
Yes.
Just in case you didn't know what a dick looked like.
No, I don't.
Who's got the innie? No, you
he
got
does.
It.
I got the innie.
He does.
I'm out of news.
Seriously?
Yeah, I only had those 3 things. Keep going.
I have one.
How you caught up with Gotham? You got to be caught up with Gotham.
I'm pretty close, yeah.
Dude,
I've been working
you
night
suck.
Shifts for like 2 weeks,
so?
Man. I get like 4 hours of sleep.
Wake your ass up.
Oh, you can go to hell. Mister, I sit at a desk and look at the internet most of the day.
Yeah. So, Mom,
I get paid for it, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't get paid for that. I get paid for moving things around that are awful.
That doesn't sound fun. Where are you at in Gotham then?
The episode before Barbara Gordon wakes up.
I think I'm two
behind right now. Yeah.
Are you two behind? No, you're one behind. You're only one behind.
Okay.
The newest one.
I'm pretty close to caught up. Like I said.
Well.
Talk about it. It's okay.
So what I'm excited about more than the specific episode
itself. Actually, if you don't want to hear it, you go sit over there. This is our show.
Go dunk your head in the water.
Don't do that. I don't know where that water's been.
Filtered.
What up? How's it going, Smurf?
Good. How are you guys?
He looks tired.
Is this live?
Yeah.
I'm not tired.
I'm hungover.
Me too, actually.
Just because I've been drinking a little too much.
Yeah, we went and watched the... it's been like this the whole time. What are we doing here?
I need this. Thank you.
He only works with nice equipment. He doesn't know how to use this stuff.
I do know how to use this stuff. I need an intern to help me do it.
Cute.
Wow.
I like that. Intern, it's one.
But look, the man is a genius. He is an equivalent of Einstein when it comes to electronics.
And dildos.
Maybe.
And dildos.
Yes.
He's got that tire iron one, which a different extension on each four points.
Different sizes.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds fun.
And it's just not limited to one person. You can do, four people at once.
Exactly.
Like, bam, bam, bam.
It's buddy.
That's wicked. That's a little disturbing. A
little eye-opening right there.
Yeah. We need to Google.
Wow.
I had to explain chocolate starfish to someone already this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
I was like, looks like a starfish covered in chocolate.
That is not the way you want to start a day.
That's how I start.
That's how we start every episode.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The lady that's across the row from us, I don't think she can hear us, but she has this look on her face like she can.
Like she, utter disdain towards you.
Like she's like, oh, they're talking. I already announced that the show is in a different town than it's in. She corrected me already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're in Northland, you asshole!
Apparently we're in Northland. She didn't say
are we?
Asshole.
I thought we were Westminster?
I thought we were in Thornton.
Or Thornton?
They're
Thornton sounds
same.
More sense.
They're all in the same
spot.
She
yelled at us and said we were in...
like, not a lie, they're all in the same spot.
If you're going to fuck up, it might as well be in, a colossal fashion.
Oh, yeah.
It was loud. You were yelling.
Isn't that this show?
He was projecting.
That's true.
It's not yelling.
It's not yelling.
It's projecting. It's from the diaphragm, right here. That's where it comes from.
See, watch. I could get John's attention right now. John!
It's stupid. Okay?
Wow, that was really loud.
Hi, John.
Peter Porker.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Oh, Peter Porker.
We're still talking about Peter Porker?
Peter Porker's not stupid.
That is like the best. That is, yes.
It's literally, it's so much better than Spider-Gwen. It's unreal.
In fact, Spider-Ham should have his own series again.
Yes. Oh, I would read it.
I agree.
I would read it.
That was a dream come true when I saw it in the cartoon.
Kid comic,
why?
Too.
It should.
So you brought in a real podcaster?
Oh, hey-o!
I love you, Dom.
The answer to that question would be yes.
You are dead to me.
You been in there?
Which makes me... aroused for
it's
some reason.
Like,
5 minutes ago, John. 5 minutes ago.
I feel like that was me pushing the button on the computer.
Which you were never able to successfully do.
Do you have an official laugh track that all you have to do is just push it so in case one of your jokes fall flat?
Sure.
You
used to.
That was brilliant.
John wins.
We're not
John
real. Wins. We're not real podcasters, but we're funny.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
I got told yesterday that we're the funny comic book podcast.
You're the funny comic.
Yeah, my friend. He listens to a bunch of other like.
Well, the guy said who was here earlier. Yeah. Said, "Oh, is that your friend?"
A bunch of.
I know you don't have a lot of friends, so I had to check.
A bunch of. He listens to a bunch of comic book podcasts.
Okay.
Okay. He's like, they're all really informative and whatever, but they're like super dry. He's all, you guys are like. Sort of informative, but really, really funny. Like,
We're informative.
So small shred of truth, and then the rest of
it's mostly just made up bullshit and like dick jokes, wieners, buttholes,
butt plugs.
Basically, all the things hot dogs are made of.
I can go with that.
Lips and ass.
Although I do have to admit, our best podcast is when the girls started talking about boobs, and I didn't even start that conversation. That was all them, and I'm like,
all you got to do is put that in the description.
They got on this whole tangent about Power Girls titty window.
Oh,
so
okay, yeah.
That just set off a whole plethora of boob conversation, and
that's a weird thing. Like,
that's what they said.
The window. I mean, obviously we know why.
Look, but don't touch.
It's for the cleavage to make her sexy time because the '90s. Sucked, but I mean,
sure.
what actual reason? Like I've thought it through a couple times.
He's got a couple shirts with boob windows.
Ventilation, maybe, like so it's not so hot, a little more breathable. Are you showing? Oh God, John.
I said he's got a couple shirts with a boob window.
Oh yeah.
Dom's the expert at boob windows.
Yeah. It's easy access.
And I use those nursing bras.
Okay. Drop it like it's hot?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I try to twerk, but I got bad knees, so I end up on the ground.
It just looks like a bad Beyonce video where he just sits there and jiggles a little bit.
Yeah. I'm like the one that sits up by the door and tries to do it, and somebody opens the door.
Oh, God. That's like one of the best videos.
That's her. She opened the door.
Yeah, she does it on purpose.
She's all, please stop.
The whole house shakes when I do it, so.
I love that Brooke was like afraid to talk into the microphone more than once, and Dom just keeps, hey guys, butt joke. Hey guys, I fall down when I'm twerking.
We like it.
Hey guys, boobies.
What do you got sketched?
Oh, no, it's just a lithograph.
Jason, dude. Oh.
It's pretty cool.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
I thought it was Mentz.
Gotham somehow. Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know.
You don't like Gotham?
No.
I
do. A lot.
Now I'm cutting your mic off.
All right, fine.
He's not.
He's got his own mic.
No, that'd be hilarious. Everybody knows just, my standpoint on Gotham.
He just pulls a mic out, plugs it in.
It's in the car.
I know it is.
I just hacked him, your little board there.
It's all right. Done.
Wireless.
Tell our like, fans your stance on Gotham.
It's 90210 of Gotham.
I don't think so.
It is.
It's the Law and Order of Gotham.
I'm okay with that.
Law and Order SUV at least had a point. This is back and forth nonsense. The characters are poorly developed. Everyone is like way light years older than Bruce Wayne at this point. Why is Ivy called Ivy and growing up there? I mean, it is a lame attempt to try to dramatize Batman in a stupid
Batman's
serial.
Right
oh, and
now.
I buy it. I buy hook, line, and sinker. Like, I'm just like all of these things are cool to me. Like, I dig it. That,
but she was never there, and her name is Pamela. Pamela Isley, not Ivy.
Just calm down. It's a comic book.
You asked.
I know, I'm just kidding. I would say the exact same thing about it, like, right before it came out, and then enjoy it afterwards. That's what I do.
I don't know. I think they heard him talking shit about Gotham.
Who? Oh, did I upset the fans?
Yeah, the four-year-old fan.
Okay, if you want to look at something that's closer to Batman, watch Arrow.
Well, I love Arrow.
Arrow is the closest thing to Batman without it being Batman.
I don't read Batman, though.
I read Batman.
Flash is great. Yeah, Flash is brilliant.
I don't read Batman, so I don't know anything about what he just said.
So a lot of the stuff
that
he's saying is 100% true about Gotham. Like, I buy that completely. My thing is, I typically have the ability to just, like, enjoy something for what it is. Hence the 3 months of Prometheus discussion.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, like, don't start it.
I'm not going to start it.
So, as a consequence, I watch Gotham. I get the titillation of, ooh, he's the Riddler. Oh, he's going to be Batman. And I enjoy it. I think it's fun. Past that, it's never going to be any kind of canon, so I don't need to worry about that, like...
I hope not.
And I just enjoy my Batman comic books separately.
So, it's a sad thing when Bullock is your most interesting character.
No, that's my favorite thing. Donald Logue is one of my favorite actors.
And Gordon doesn't kill.
And when they cast Donald Logue as Bullock, I was like, I know I'm gonna enjoy that. Did you ever see the show Terriers?
Yes.
Ah, oh, so good.
Very good.
Like four more seasons.
So I like Alfred. Alfred's great.
Yeah.
Bullock is entertaining, and I enjoy the duplicity of Riddler.
Yeah.
Enigma's grown into his character.
Amazing.
I don't even know what they're doing with Penguin, but the brilliant casting of Paul Rubens.
It was so good.
It was great.
And he looks just like him.
He did.
I mean, it was just so
Pee-wee Herman has not freaking aged.
Have you watched the new movie?
No, I couldn't bring myself to do it.
My kids have watched it like 4 or 5 times.
Not when
they
the dude from Twilight's in it. I don't want to ruin that image of him being the big bad wolf to end up Pee-wee Herman's sidekick. They just can't do it.
I like sidekicks.
I'd almost rather watch him in Pee-wee Herman than Twilight. I'm okay with that.
All right, I like that.
I'm sorry, Juan. You're not the sidekick. You started this thing.
That's true.
I'm the sidekick.
No. Oh. You're the witty, plucky sidekick.
I'm the witty
banter. Oh, that's
banter.
Him, actually.
Perfect. Perfect timing.
Buddy.
Oh, man.
Whole stomach on my face. What did he say? You'd be happy with your pole in the water?
You'd be happy in water.
As Dom said, a real podcaster's point of view.
Oh.
I was just repeating.
Wow.
You don't gotta repeat it, man.
It does hurt a little bit.
We're gonna do the cross podcast.
We make real podcasts.
We'll do a cross podcast.
They exist on the internet. I believe that's the only stipulation for a podcast.
Pretty much.
It exists on the internet. We have an official free Facebook page and everything. A website run by
We're
someone
brilliant.
I've never met. Oh, no, you run the website. Never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, I was like,
sorry.
Well, I don't know what we're talking about.
I was thinking of Albie.
I've never met him either.
I know.
You've never met Albie?
Yeah, no. But he's still the godfather to all of us.
Really?
That's
he's
how it works.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When am I going to go to Florida? I'm terrified of Florida.
Why are you terrified of Florida?
There are people blue hairs. That eat other people in Florida. That, I love that guy. He just like his head popped in and then it went away
right in my
I,
bubble
as soon as I said there are people that eat other people in Florida.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like he really wanted to say something. He's like, nah, I've tasted the flesh of man, so I'm gonna stay out of this.
You've tasted the flesh of man.
It's it. What? Oh, yeah, what are you, a Wendigo?
Wendigo.
Wendigo.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm going to go wander around. I'll come back.
All right, see you tomorrow.
I'll give you a floor-by-floor call.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. It's real podcasting talk.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm a real podcaster. I'm better than you because people listen to my show.
I don't listen to his show.
I feel like he just dissed all of our fans. Rise up!
Why would you let him just diss you like that? You started it!
Rise up, Longbox fans! Crush their podcast! We will dominate through violence!
Wow.
I live, I die, I live again!
That's my boy.
That's getting cut.
No, it's not. You better not. You know why you better
I'm
not?
Do it now.
I live, I die, I live again! That's why not. I'll do it louder and louder every time.
You're scaring the kids. Yeah.
I'm working on it. I know. You need your space, right, Dom? What else you got for news, Juan? Don't bring up...
You said you finished Daredevil. Let's talk about Daredevil.
Oh, my God. Okay. Plug your ears, Juan. Earmuffs.
Haven't you been home? Have you not watched it?
He's got a lady.
Obviously, it wasn't memorable.
I don't know what he said.
He said I ruined talking about it when I said people eating other people. I believe he was going to bring up the same point about Florida, and then I stole his thunder. So Daredevil, Exhibit A. As it were.
Okay.
The avocados at law are amazing.
Okay.
Like the court aspect of it, I loved. Watching Foggy kind of come into his own as like the turbo awesome lawyer that has just as much skill as Matt does, just in a different way. Amazing.
Well, it gave the whole law portion was there to push the Punisher story.
Yes.
And that's, I love that about
it.
It's perfect.
But it was still awesome to see the law aspect of it. Exhibit B, Matt Murdock's new suit and like the combination of I want to help Hell's Kitchen, but I don't want anybody's help because I don't want anybody else to get hurt. Really, really cool. I really like that.
Right.
I'm to the point at the end of this season where I just want him to say, I need help. And I think that's going to happen.
The article I read.
Go ahead.
We'll keep on Exhibit 2 for now. Two. Daredevil, have you watched Daredevil yet?
Bah!
Who am I gonna watch?
watch
right now.
We just got hooked up with Netflix again, though, so that's
nice.
High five.
I don't know what I was going to say right then.
Awesome.
No, Exhibit C. No, I do. Exhibit 2. I knew what I was going to say to
B.
you, not to him. Exhibit 2. The article
Exhibit
I read.
So
he's afraid to ask regular people for help. He doesn't want regular people in his life because of that.
He wants superheroes.
So that's going to be the decision. That's going to be the decision as to why he makes the decision to call Luke Cage and Iron Fist and all of that, because he needs help, but he can only find help that he thinks won't die, you know, he won't miss them, from these superheroes, from the Defenders, from these people who are equally his, you know, maybe even stronger than him.
Oh man, I really, really hope that if they like build the Defender storyline, once Doctor Strange comes into it, that Benedict Cumberbatch plays it in the show.
I don't think so.
Because I don't think it's gonna happen. Anyway.
I don't think it's gonna happen. I think he's too big to go into small
time. He's on TV
again.
All the time.
Yeah, so?
Dude, he still does Sherlock.
Yeah. I don't think he does it well. Speaking of,
don't think he does Sherlock well?
Sherlock 3 is coming out soon.
You don't think he does Sherlock well?
I've never seen... I don't watch
Okay, because I was about to punch you right in your dick sack.
But like I said, I'd rather... Personally, I like RDJ better as Sherlock. I've seen one or two episodes of Cumberbatch.
Yeah, but he can't be Sherlock. He can't be Doctor Strange in the show because he's already somebody else. He's already Iron Man.
I'm just saying.
He can't be like, no, forget that I'm Iron Man. I'm Doctor Strange on the TV show.
No, I'm just saying, because to me, I'm more excited for Robert
Sorcerer
Downey.
Iron Man Supreme.
That would be so awesome.
I would watch that. I'm not going to lie.
Iron Man with a cape. Yeah.
Should I use magic or technology?
But I'm more excited for the Robert Downey Jr. version of Sherlock, which is happening, a third one soon.
That's fine. I like
than
those
the
too.
Show. I
like the show
I'm
a lot.
I'm not a Cumberbatch fan. Like, not because I think he's not good. I just can't get into him.
I'm a Cumberbitch.
Okay.
I love Cumberbatch.
you want him to Cumberbatch all over your face, neck, and chest?
I'm down.
I'm excited. We'll see. But the Defenders, like, maybe he will, because he does TV right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever see Robert Downey Jr. or any of them kind of coming down. I don't know if they would feel like it's a step down or not, but I don't see them coming to Netflix.
I don't know. I don't think it'd be a step down for Cumberbatch. Like, he's a good actor, but he does TV all the time. Like, so, anyway, that's just me.
Nice.
Anyway, Exhibit C, and this is my final
exhibit.
Punisher is perfect. There is an aspect to the Punisher where you have to develop his backstory significantly more deeply than you can in a movie that is perfect for television and is executed so amazingly. And at the end, when he's like sniping off the roof and helps out Daredevil, and you just see him stand up and he says, "See you later, Red," I was like, perfect. Absolutely perfect.
It's good because you
and
get to see...
And the disc that says micro? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I said, I think, last time, where this felt more of a world-building season than it did just a sequel to the first season.
Absolutely, yeah. And I love what they did with Fisk. I love what they did with Elektra. Like, in general, just the show is spot on. And if they keep doing it the way they're doing it, five seasons...
It can go on forever.
10 seasons, who knows? I love
it. And the question before this ever came out was how does Fisk's storyline progress? And the perfect one line that he said in the whole series was, "I'm in it for the long game."
Yeah.
And that it was beautiful because it makes sense, because you know in canon, in anything, he's alive. He doesn't die. So you're never expecting, like, oh, if this is going to happen or is this going to happen. You just know he's going to be there. And that's a cool thing. That was a cool little line to cement who he is in this series.
Love it.
What are you doing?
Oh, just stuff keeps distracting me. Buddy. By. Well, I was thinking we should take a break, too, because I got to pee.
Take a break?
Really quick.
Dude, we've been recording for like a... Oh, what's
really
up?
Quick. I think I have some news. The new Independence movie. Independence Day movie.
That's right.
That's not news.
The new Independence Day movie? Yeah, it is.
The new trailer looks awesome.
That's what he's talking about.
Thank you. It was amazing.
The first second where the new giant alien just comes down and fucking and like destroys a car or whatever the fuck it is, I was like, what the hell? Like, where did that come from? Like, Are these trained animals that these aliens use?
I think the new spaceship looks awesome.
And the part where he's like, they're not, like, they're all celebrating, they're all happy, and it's just, the whole thing is just really, it's odd. Like,
it's, see you, Doyle. It's good seeing you, man.
It's creepy in the sense that, like, maybe that could happen in our life, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's really weird to me.
It looks really good.
It looks good.
I'm stoked to see it, and I know he's excited. Ashton's excited to see it, so I want to take him to it.
There's some people that don't like it, and I don't get why.
Well, because there's always some people that don't like it.
The biggest complaint is it doesn't have Will Smith in it.
Whatever.
Well, actually, as Will Smith's son, who's actually still pretty much doing exactly what he does.
Who is in reality crazy?
But he's Will Smith's boy. Wow, that's not his real son.
No, Will Smith has a son.
That kid's crazy.
But that's the biggest complaint. And in all reality, Will Smith doesn't like to do sequels.
Sequels, yeah.
He has the Bad Boys franchise, and he has the Men in Black franchise. But I think aside from that, he doesn't do sequels. He doesn't like to.
Right.
I don't know why. He just doesn't like to. So,
it's just,
you know,
his way.
However many 10 or 15 years, whatever it's been, you know, he's a giant actor at this point. He doesn't need Independence Day. They needed him more than they did him needing them, but they got big actors to do it anyways, to fill the shoes. I think it'll be good. It looks good.
It looks really good.
He also, Will Smith, he also does After Earth, and he does that with his son, and the son's the main character.
I heard it was a terrible movie.
I enjoy it.
Ashton's a lot like me when it comes to movie watching, though. Like, he can, typically I can, like, just sit down and enjoy something for what it is. He's very much the same way, and, like, I think I've talked about this on the show. I think there's a lot of times where I enjoy movies that aren't super, super great because I watch them with him or watch it with Bailey or watch it with Sophia. They liked it so much that I ended up liking
it. I need you to focus.
We need to take a break.
He introduced me to the blob.
Take us out.
Say what you're going
to
say.
He introduced me to the blob, and I think that's where I get my movie skills from.
That was a terrible movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, completely, but in, like, a great way. Beware the blob. Beware the blob.
Terrible.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back at the Collector's Super Show in Not Thornton, Colorado.
Hey, John, we need a fart.
John, we need a fart. I loved Ghost Rider, I loved Punisher, and I fucking loved drawing Archangel. Like, there's just something about, like, the suit and the metal wings. He looked so cool when I was a kid. Like, I wanted to draw him all the time, and I was terrible at it. So.
Well, that's how I actually got into drawing comic books myself, because I was like, I did the same thing as a kid. You know, I would sit there with comic books, and I would, like, set it next to my drawing pad and just, like, copy it.
Nice. So, just in case the person listening to this episode didn't listen to the last episode, remind us who you are.
My name is Gareth Kinsack. Currently a comic book artist for Red Team Go Colorado, as well as CCP Comics.
Currently, that makes it sound like you're going to leave soon.
Well, you know, I could be picked up by DC.
He knocks on the door today.
Yeah. Because that's what they do. They come to your house.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't know
when
that.
Your name is Gareth.
Jim Lee shows up at my door offering. I'm like, okay, wait, no, put my pants back on. Okay.
Do I have to? Because I feel like a lot of masturbation's about to happen.
You don't have to watch, but if you could, that would be
real helpful. I can only go when you're watching.
Yeah. Until the last second. No one, don't
look away!
Don't look at me!
I'm so ashamed!
We gotta say on air that John forgot all of his comic books.
He did.
For Gareth.
He did. Oh, yeah?
We gotta say it on the air because John's an asshole.
What the hell, John?
And he's supposed to bring the Death of the Reverse Flash series for me, the three-issue arc.
Is there any more comic booky of a title? The Death of the Reverse Flash. Like, it's not just the death of a character, it's the death of the opposite of a character. Like,
that's only the most comic book thing ever.
Only, you know, in comic books can there be the death of the reverse anything. The only way it would be better is if it was the death and rebirth of the reverse Bizarro Flash.
I don't even know.
I would buy the crap out of that.
Oh, yeah, I would too. I mean, not Flash necessarily, but if it was like the return of Conan's former ex-lover's boyfriend, like
what?
Sister's cousin's former roommate.
Yeah. By Crom.
Cavemate?
I have a news piece. I bought a new dog.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
His name's Conan the Dogbarian.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, you know, we have another dog. His name's Gizmo. He's a Pekingese Shih Tzu mix, so we call him a Pika Shit. Like, so we have a tiny, tiny dog, and Conan is a Australian Shepherd, German Shepherd mix. So he's big.
He's pretty decent, yeah.
He's a
pretty
big dog.
Sized dog.
So Gizmo has this little stuffed rabbit that he's pulled, like, all the stuffing out of. So it's just, like,
the
skin
shell,
of... Yeah.
It's a husk.
And he loves it. That's his toy. And, of course, since Gizmo loves it, Conan wants it all the time. So we have to take it from him, you know, put it away, like, put it on something really tall so that he can't reach it, as opposed to just on the couch where the other dog can't reach, you know? So he had gotten a free toy because we rescued him from a shelter, so... They hooked us up with, like, a gift certificate at, like, a local pet store.
Yeah.
And they got us a toy that's basically, it's a stuffed animal, but all it is a ball. Like, it's a giant ball, but made of stuffed animal material with, like, a squeaker in it. So Conan's playing with a rabbit, and we're like, dude, give me the rabbit. And my wife goes, look, Conan, here's a squeaker toy. And she squeaks it, and he's, yo, oh, what's that? And he, like, proceeds to, in less than 5 minutes... completely tear apart and remove all of the stuffing from this ball. It is destroyed already. He has played with it for literally a total of 5 minutes. And so all my wife did was kind of open the hole a little bit more and put all the stuffing back in it. Last night, he grabs it, shakes it around, rips all the stuffing out of it again. I'm like, I just realized that the point of this toy isn't for it to be a squeaker ball, but for him to tear the stuffing out of it over and over and over again.
Well, that's what dogs do. Like, my dog does the same thing. Every time we get him a new toy...
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
You just tear it apart.
Stuffing everywhere.
This near mint Star Wars figure. Tear.
But, you know, yeah, he does the same thing. He'll just, like, we take bets on how quickly he will destroy it.
Nice. Who's that?
$2 Dracula.
That needs to be a comic book series right now.
$2 Dracula.
$2 Dracula.
I'll be your Dracula for $2.
I'll suck you for $2.
I mean, like, as a Dracula. I don't know why his voice is like that, but it works.
It works, yeah.
It's like sleazy Dracula, like... No, I want to suck your blood. It's like, for $2, I'd suck your blood.
Or other things.
As he's like scratching his eyes, yeah. Mike, because he's like,
long as it's not AIDS blood.
You're talking about how you forgot all of his comic books.
That's on the air now. That's totally like,
that's a thing.
It's into the
hashtag John forgets comics.
Who said that record?
Hashtag John forgets comics.
Yep.
See, I gotta milk it for a while, and then, you know...
And then for $2, he'll suck your blood.
And then, yeah, for $2.
After he milks it for a while.
Dracula's coming.
My name's $2 Dracula.
See, we sold you a pop doll.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. I'll sell you a pop.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, yo.
Not very much money.
Go.
Oh, man.
Any news, John? What do you want to talk about?
Like, news.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
We're just asking.
I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
So
when you
tell
say
us
that.
How the show is going for you today.
It's going great.
Talk into the microphone, asshole.
Like this. How close
yeah,
do I have?
I talk into the microphone.
Oh, that's weird. What? Yeah, that's weird.
Can you hear my peas popping if I do this?
No.
How about back here?
I can hear your pee pee popping.
Here. How about here? No, it's been a good show. It's been fun. I mean, it's Sunday selling comic books.
It's
what
short
could go wrong,
show,
right?
Exactly. Who fucking cares?
It's amazing.
They look at you. That's what can go wrong, Dad.
I could do what?
He could look at me. Oh, okay. That's what could go wrong.
Okay, all right.
Ashton's testing out his asshole today.
Gotcha.
I feel like he got a lot of your attitude.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why don't you shut your whore mouth?
I think you messed that up. It's supposed to be filthy whore mouth.
Oh, my bad. I did forget an adjective in there. I'm just $2 Dracula. You're like $5 Dracula.
Oh, now. I'm at least $3.50. Okay?
$3.50 Dracula.
$5.
Hashtag $2 Dracula.
Have facial hair.
That would be near mint $2 Dracula.
But Dracula doesn't have facial hair.
That's why we're $2 Dracula.
The $3.50 version has a beard.
Yeah.
Or if you want to call, you know, a blood mop for the ladies.
For the ladies, that kind of sounds real gross.
Like,
that just got real awkward because in my brain I was like, why would it?
foot.
You heard it, and then you cross it, yeah. And then you're like, wait.
Putting your dick in a Jimmy John sandwich? Is that what we're talking about? Is that a $5 foot long?
I mean, if you want to be honest, I mean, that's just like a free meal for a vampire if he goes that way.
He doesn't
even have to kill anybody.
Almost like every week it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. Yeah. Like, kind of...
Wow.
Can we talk about how awesome the Blue Power Ranger is for a second over there?
Dude, I love that he's not wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Like, he has his helmet,
though.
He's got
it on. Yeah. He's got it in his hand.
But, like, when he's holding his helmet and it just, like, it looks like a condom, sort of. Like, it's... it's, like, amazing. Like, I think
there's a Jimmy John's reference in there somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like his Jimmy John's is a little
protruding. Can we get sponsorship from them now?
He's going freaking fast.
Like, I'm just saying, I feel like his Jimmy John's is a little not for kids. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, it's epic. Like, that literally takes balls.
Literally.
He's very skinny for a Power Ranger.
He's a little tall,
you should
too.
Go send,
aren't you a little short for a Stormtrooper?
Power Ranger Zeros that... We were
and
talking
it's all
about
back
on,
to Star Wars.
On the Valentine's Day episode.
Juan's got body image problems because he's calling that guy too skinny. If it was a fat guy in the Power Ranger thing, you'd be like, man, that's a fatty fat.
I would.
Did you see that picture that Brad posted of like the 350-pound dude in the black Spider-Man costume?
Oh, my God.
He just posted one of a giant dude in a slave Leia outfit,
the black
too.
Black is slimming, so it's okay.
Not that slimming, man. You know what would be more slimming? A diet. Hey, for the record, I need that.
Wow.
But I know. I wear 2X shirts and giant pants, not skin-tight black Spider-Man outfits. Like, I know. I know my limitations.
Out in public.
With great power comes great responsibility.
With great girth.
With great girth comes even more responsibility.
Oh, man. This is randomness.
I keep smelling like an onion bun. Is that...
No.
I just got gas. I'm sorry.
I think it's from the restaurant. There were ladies in there complaining about the onions, too. Old ladies.
Old ladies do like to complain, which I'm pretty sure makes me an old lady.
Yes, yes. Ashton said like me.
Yeah, okay.
Are you kids in your comic books?
And your onion buns?
You can't say nothing about him and his comic books because you didn't bring his.
Right, because I didn't. Because I said, you know what, fuck Garrett. I'm not bringing his flash books. Even though I texted him and said, hey, man.
I'll bring your flash books.
In your area. Are you going to be there? I'll bring them to you. No response. All right. I'm not going to bring them then.
My defense, I just opened up the Facebook Messenger where the message was.
That's not my problem.
No, it was in the send bar, and it didn't send. So I will take part of the blame, okay?
That's on
take
air
no
too,
blame.
John.
That's on air too.
Hashtag John forgets comics.
Hashtag John doesn't. Hashtag Deadpool in a suit.
Hashtag for the record, John has never forgot a single one of my comics ever.
That makes me happy.
But he's wearing tennis shoes.
Oh, it's Deadpool.
Yeah.
But it says I'm Deadpool. Classy and I'm also ready to run if I need to.
Hey, it's better than high heels, like in Jurassic World.
Honestly, it was pretty awesome that she was able to do that.
I still love that scene where she, like, unbuttons her shirt and, like, ties it. He's like, what is that? Like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm ready to go. And, like, why? What? What happened?
Why aren't we periscoping Juan phallically eating sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. Missed opportunities.
They'll show up again. Oh, yeah. They'll come back.
Where did $2 Dracula go? All right.
I was going to ask John something, but now I forgot.
Ask John. Welcome to our new segment. Ask John something I forgot.
I don't remember. Denver Comic Con.
What about it?
We're going.
We're going. Are you guys going to be there all days?
Yeah.
I think so.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I'm
$2 Dracula.
I think I'm moving
I'll suck your blood for $2.
Just your blood?
No.
How much for an earlobe?
You guys got any more damn crack rocks? I sucked a dude with crack in his blood, and now I'm addicted to crack cocaine.
Nobody's going to understand what's going on.
I know.
He keeps going in and out of focus, so people are going to start vomiting.
You give me the hand. Oh, for $2? For $2? Oh, for $2?
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Zero people.
Now.
Sure.
It got real weird real fast. Hi, everybody. We're periscoping. I'm sure no one is watching.
No.
I wouldn't watch.
Because we're not a real podcaster.
Yeah, we're not like Smurf. We're not real podcasters.
Here he comes.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but you said it was okay. Through your inaction, you validated it.
Of course I did.
Anything to belittle us.
No, you're my...
Behind yourself. Yeah. And you're like, what, my fourth favorite.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Just kidding.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know. You never even listen.
Yeah, you're right.
He doesn't even listen to us.
Let me tell you how many podcasts I listen to. Us occasionally, and sometimes Hollywood Babylon.
I don't even listen to them. I'll listen to Smith every once in a while.
I like Fat Man on Batman.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the people that are actually watching.
How many are watching?
None.
Two, four, three.
Oh, shit. Numbers are going up.
High numbers. Give us hearts. Give us hearts, and I promise to keep my pants on.
There's a visual.
Yeah.
No, don't.
There's a visual. Where'd $2 Dracula go?
Where is this?
We are at the Collector's Super Show in North Glen, Colorado at the Ramada on 120th and I-25.
Oh, look at that.
Oh my God, you remember.
Of course
you
I remember.
Right. Good job.
I know. I haven't smoked weed for hours. I'm just fine.
Hashtag not North Glen.
Hashtag $2 Dracula.
Hashtag I'm sober. Damn it.
I'm hungover, which means I wasn't sober
Dude,
last night.
I kinda am too.
I was hungover. I'm hungover.
Very
right now.
Rarely do I go to like parties and stuff like that, and our friend invited us to a birthday party. Next thing I know, they're like, shots! I'm all
I had two birthday parties last night. And a graduation party.
Oh, so you were
so
like super...
5 o'clock on, I was just
You're
like,
just like, let's do this!
I'm going home with someone. I don't care the gender.
I like this visual that he's doing. I'm going home with someone.
It's
this guy.
I'm not enough booze in the world.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Ow.
Ouch.
Wow.
Hey, that hurt a little.
You're like... You are like 5 drinks tops, dude. You are.
I like them a little less hairy. That's what I'm saying.
Whatevs.
You know what? That's fair. That's
I don't care.
If there's hair on it, I can't.
How much are the what? That's his stuff.
You didn't hear that one, did you?
What?
I said if there's hair on it, I can't find it.
He has no hair from the neck down.
From the neck down.
From the neck down. I'm like a slip and slide.
I have found all sorts of really cool stuff today. So I'm gonna move on to my on-the-shelf stuff.
Move on.
On the shelf. So I checked out a few graphic novels that I had read about in that comics history 1968 to the present. There was like more of an international and like kind of look at the history of comic books in an independent way. So I checked out...
Was this a book?
So I read the book on the comics history, right? So there was a book in there that they talked about by Gabrielle Bell, who has won like a ton of awards and stuff like that. Something I've never heard of because it's like more of like the literary like side of like graphic novels as opposed to like more the single issue comic books that I read.
Okay.
So she put out a book called The Voyeurs, which is like a weird like kind of autobiographical like book that's just kind of about her life. It was really, really interesting to see like somebody effectively doing a diary of their life in comic book form. Really cool book, really enjoyable. Like I highly recommend it for anybody that just likes comic books, you know, because it's a cool way of exploring like your own self, you know, because she's able to have the conversations in the dialogue boxes and then have the inner monologue like
okay
in the text, you know.
Yeah.
The next
he's about to announce the next raffle winner.
Next winner.
Hashtag always in front of the announcer.
Boy and Doll Super Show. We're looking for Alexis Levitt. Alexis Levitt, if you're around.
So when we were at Fort Collins Comic Book and Gaming Festival? No, Fort Collins Comic Con. We were literally almost in the exact same position to the announcer. Like, for some reason, we always get put, like, right by the announcer. What's nice, his isn't too bad. Like, it's not crazy, crazy loud. At the Fort Collins Comic Con, it kept getting more and more full. So the guy kept turning up the volume so progressively throughout the episode. He's like, hey, welcome to the Fort Collins. Hey, welcome to... Hey! Like, it just got louder and louder and louder. It was unbelievable.
It's because they were trying to, like, shut you down.
Hey!
Jesus.
Just like
exactly
that.
Exactly like that.
You just scared the shit out of me.
I'm right here. You saw me coming out of
No, I have bad peripheral vision. Yeah. He's so sneaky and... Oh, God, that makes me so hard just thinking about you in a ninja outfit.
It'd be like that. It'd be like Black Suit Spider-Man.
God, it's the best.
Where's your sword? It's in my pants.
Can't you see? Not over that fat roll, buddy.
The ninja stars are under my tits.
I don't have to have extra pockets. I have rolls. That was my ninja star sound. I hope it shows up.
It was terrible.
Did you stop recording? It's still going. No?
Oh,
yes?
Look at that half-eaten sandwich.
Mm. Oh, it's delicious.
Let's plug Jimmy John's again. Maybe we can get some sponsorship.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, zero people are watching now.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck
these guys.
All right.
Turn it off.
No, I'm trying. So I'm going to keep going with on-the-shelf stuff. Insects. I know we've talked about this a little bit, and I know that we're talking a little bit with Aftershock and with the artist.
Kind of.
A little bit. Hopefully we can get him on the show. I'd love to have him on. Insects is like great. So have you seen this book at all?
I think I've seen it, but I haven't actually
So it's
looked
really
at
cool.
It.
It's like this really cool, like, sexy time book. Like, his nudie lady sexy time book. And, like, ladies kissing book. Okay? But it's also, like, this really cool, like, examination of like relationships, especially in like the Victorian era. So I don't know, it's really cool because it's got like that titillation aspect and like a social message, like in a lot of the same way that like Alex DeCampi's Grindhouse kind of is sometimes, or the way Bitch Planet is sometimes. Like, it's really cool. Like, it seems very intentional in like a really, really good way. I'm still enjoying the shit out of it. Like, it's just a really cool book. I don't know. It's right up my alley.
Not one I've picked up either.
There's a lot of, like, people exploding and, like, dead bodies and then, like, ladies kissing and social commentary. So it's like, yeah, I like all these things.
It's like an episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Oh.
Without the ladies kissing.
Well, yeah.
It's just guys kissing.
It's just guys kissing. Bearded men.
Does Ariella, does she draw it?
Yes, Ariella draws it, and then Marguerite writes it. So.
Okay.
And I always feel like it's less exploitative if women draw pictures of ladies kissing. I'm like, ah, yeah, it's okay, they're girls, she's cool with it.
Which is a social commentary in and of itself.
In and of itself, yeah. I feel like an ass for even saying that out loud, but, you know, whatever.
If you say a lot of things out loud, you probably shouldn't.
Yep. Let's see. Oh, okay, this one's really cool to me. So, I was in between the shops with my pull when Godzilla and Hell came out.
Oh, right.
So I missed issue number one of Godzilla and Hell, and I've been trying to track it down so that I could read it. Okay, A, like, of the five issues, like, three of them are silent, so I didn't really read anything. But it is...
Godzilla didn't even read?
I can totally read. No, Godzilla doesn't speak. But it's a really, really cool book because, like, so basically it's, you know, kind of Dante's Inferno with Godzilla in it. So Godzilla's going deeper and deeper into hell and fighting, like, demonic versions of, like, you know, like... Gamera and Mothra and whatever, you know. So it's like,
sounds
this really
like the coolest thing
it's
ever.
It's really cool,
literally.
But like each issue is written and drawn by a different person. So each quote unquote ring of hell has a different visual feel to it, and the book is very intentionally like meant to be like more artistic than like anything else. Like, they're almost like really cool art books.
That's awesome.
In the end of a couple, or in the end of one of them, the artist actually goes out of his way to say, so these are the artists, you know, classical painters that I kind of lifted ideas from to put into this book so that it would look like this. Really, really cool book.
Nice.
Like,
is that the book that Chris was
kind of announced on the
show?
Yeah. No, he told us about it. The book he didn't want to tell us about was the Mobius collection.
Oh, that's right.
Like
that's
the
right.
The Mobius library, because he couldn't announce it yet, which I am going to buy all of. Just like the Manara library, I have to own all of. Again, with the ladies kissing and whatnot.
It's his thing. Like, I don't know Milo why. I don't know
what do you think of his art? Do you know who that is?
Not by name.
So
I would probably know the art.
You remember the Spider-Woman cover that got all the for the giant butt? That's Milo Manara.
Okay.
So he got his start like drawing in heavy metal and basically like makes these like cool like ethereal like lady comics, you know.
Spider-Woman can't have a giant butt?
No, people were pretty upset about it.
Well, you know what's funny about that is like I actually when that big controversy came out and everybody's like, there's no way anybody can be in that pose. I looked it up. I saw immediately a million different people like, no, yes, you can.
Watch me do it right now.
Somebody doesn't watch enough porn.
Well, and the funny thing about it is like, not all of them were attractive women. There was like
a lot of bearded men.
Yeah. like, no, you can do that pose. Look,
check this out.
I was one of them. Wait, I've cut that out later.
I've said too much. Also, I'll take a picture of that later.
Oh, hey. This $2. Got creepy really fast.
$2 Dracula.
Really $2 fast. Dracula.
He's right here. I was like, he escaped somewhere.
Yeah, Sophia keeps moving him around.
Yowdy.
Have a good one, Smurf. Find some good stuff today. What'd you find? Tell us.
Dude, Mike Murray hooked me up.
Oh,
Future
nice.
Future Perfect, the whole series. Guardians of Nowhere. 10 and 7.
Nice.
I wanted to buy the Gen 1 Wheeljack over there. $125.
Yeah. Mike Murray hooked me up too. Like, he got me. Like, I usually.
Under the table.
I'm always a little Lolo.
little $2 vampire. I like to pick dollar books to, like, kind of fill in gaps in my collection and stuff like that.
Right.
And even with dollar books, he gave me a little bit of hookup.
So. Is that the Dracula that heads out of the. Creature from the Black Lagoon series?
Yeah, it's one of the, what was it called?
They did like a monster series that had Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh no, this is a Burger King toy.
Oh, never mind.
That's super cool.
That's
super cool. Even cooler than I thought it was. Because that means I need to find all the Burger King monster toys.
Yes.
This is what
happens. He collects weird stuff.
That's the high point. Super weird stuff. Right. Did you see my Conan cup?
No. It's not really a cup.
Isn't that what you would put your toothbrush in? Oh, from 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. I don't care what it is. It's got Conan's picture.
Who did the art on that?
Oh, that's got to be Buscema, yeah.
Is it Buscema?
Because with the dots.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That could just be the ink breaking down after all this time.
No. Like, that's all on purpose, asshole.
It is.
So don't drink from it because you might die.
Yeah, the plastic is breaking down. Don't smell
like
it.
70s.
Don't smell it.
This cup's been around longer than I've been alive. That makes me happy. Like, in a really weird way.
You found that here?
Yeah. There's the guy that's over there has four other ones. He's got a Fantastic Four one, a Doctor Strange one. The other two, I don't remember because, you know.
Yeah. A little too much reefer.
All the time. So the party.
Just not enough brain is the problem.
The aforementioned party that we were at, this lady was there and. We're going to be in our friend's wedding. And she's like, oh, we're going to walk down the aisle together. I'm like, oh, that's great. I was like, as we're leaving, I was like, it's nice meeting you. She's all, we have met several times. I'm like, oh. She's all, like every time you've come to Jared and Amber's birthday parties or any party. I'm like, how many times are we talking? She's all, I have known you for 5 years. I'm all,
and she was bitter.
I was like, I smoke a lot of weed. Like, I don't know what you want from me. I know. Ashton's refrain in the show today has been asshole. So.
Asshole.
Asshole.
That's wrong. That's just mean.
I didn't. Dude, maybe she's lost a lot of weight or put on a lot of weight. I don't know which. Because she's in that, like, middle, like, weight class.
She's big boned? What?
No, I mean, she's like...
She's a little thicky?
She's thicker, but she's not heavy. She's not skinny. She's normal. So I'm like, maybe you've changed, like, in
please,
a significant way.
Please keep putting him in the corner a little bit. Please.
What? I am being
she's 100%. Huge. Maybe she's anorexic. What? Who knows?
What do you need, Hannah?
Kimberbeck! That was really weird.
John.
And we're back.
John, we're back.
And we're back?
We're back.
He's getting scolded right now, I think.
And we're back!
There we go.
That guy just walked away from you. That was really weird.
Dylan's a little weird.
Yeah.
How messed up would it be if I bought those?
Not at all.
Because he's got two more right there.
I'll buy all of them just so then.
Just to spite him. God,
walk away from like, John.
He ordered them when I sent them out for everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, we're live right now. I don't know if you care. Okay.
take one.
No, you won't. You don't have money.
So he ordered them from me. He was supposed to pay me months ago. Months ago. This show and that show and the other show and all this shit. And so I brought him here because he said he was coming up to the show. And the only person that he's paid is Randy. I got to get some money. We'll transfer some fucking money. I mean...
I've been there.
I know. It's just...
That's why I just give you money every once in a while. Well, like, what is it? Every week. I know. I try to give you all the money. I'm sorry.
And I message him all the fucking time. Like, I'll ship it to you, man. I'll ship it. You're in Springs. I get it. You don't have a car. I don't know how you get up here without a car.
Hitchhiking. He follows the code. He follows the code.
The code? I don't know what that means.
Code of the hobo.
From Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Right? Oh.
Sorry.
Do you want
it?
No.
It's awkward to be on the air.
No, it's fine.
I don't give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. I don't know that fucking dude. You know I don't give a fuck. What do you have on the shelf? One more.
More on the shelf.
Come on. You're killing the show.
Caught up on Conan the Avenger. Really digging it. It's building to like kind of the conclusion of the volume. And then Cullen Bunn's going to take over for Conan the... Shit, I forget what the adjective is on that one.
The Destroyer?
I don't think it's the Destroyer.
The Destructor?
The Invader?
The Decapitator?
The Joker?
Just keep going. These are funny.
The Smoker. The Midnight Toker.
Some people call him Conan the Space Cowboy.
Some people call him Maurice.
Maurice! Conan the Slayer is what it's going to be called.
Oh.
Or wait, I said that wrong. Conan the Slayer!
Should be the Lady Slayer.
Hey,
Lady
Slayer. There you go. That's better. I'd read that comic book.
That is what Conan is. You know how many times Conan literally just throws a woman over his shoulder? It's like, I'm out. I'm going to need mead and winches.
That's only because he can't hook up with Red Sonja.
It's like, really, he's like, he kills the monster, and then he's like, I'm taking this for payment, and I'm taking this for payment.
I'm taking this.
And nobody says anything. They're like,
yeah.
Thanks, Conan.
He just killed the motherfucker. Holy shit.
Did you just see what he did?
Can you try to bring my daughter back soon?
We crucified that guy, and he came back. He's like, Jesus.
I don't know. Kind of got to love the mentality where cutting something's head off automatically just wins.
Wins, yeah.
Like, Conan, we need your help. We're being invaded by these invaders. He's like, chop, head off.
I'll take your ladies.
I'll take your ladies.
That's why they call me Conan the Pussy Crusher.
No, nobody calls you that, Conan. Shut up, or you're next.
You want me to cut your head off?
You want me to email Colin and let him know we came up with a cool title for his book?
Yes. Yes, I would love for you to email Cullen Bunn and be like, why is it Conan the Slayer, not Conan the Pussy Crusher? Just curious, just a question. You don't have to answer, but answer.
I read
a book.
Yeah, Starve. I read Starve, the first trade.
Nice.
I don't know if there's any more after that.
There are now three more issues in the second volume.
Yeah.
Okay. That book is really, really cool.
I'm not sure I'm a fan of the art. It's the only thing that kind of takes me out.
It took me a little while to kind of get over the art, but I like the story so much. There's a few comic books like that where I like the story so much that I'm just like, it is what it is. Witches.
It was good. It was a good story. It was a good story.
Not a huge fan of what Jock is doing on Witches. It's the weird splatter paint overlay.
Yeah.
It's really distracting for me. So, I don't know. That's just my thing.
If you can't tell by this whole show, he has problems with focus.
What? I was just having a completely coherent conversation.
Buddy. No, you're terrible.
You're terrible.
Focus. Your focus is focused.
I am focused. I was just talking about how...
I don't know what you're saying. Next.
Hashtag Juan is mean. What's next?
I like Starve, by the way, though. I don't know if he pulled me the trade, but I don't know if he's going to keep doing single issues for me. I have no idea. Because I'm about 200 comic books behind at this point in my life. But
I had to add a third short box to the to-read boxes, so...
Yeah, I have a whole, like, stacks of comics. Like,
I try not to stack them up because we have enough pets that I feel like would just mangle them, so...
I have, like, this two-tiered, like, writing desk, I guess it is. I use it to draw on. Well, I used to, and now it's just covered
covered in comics.
That's my kitchen table.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to eat at the sofa tonight.
That's okay. We can just watch, 90210 reruns.
Or as Gotham, Smurf would say, Gotham.
I love Gotham. I don't give a fuck what he says.
Actually, if I ever have another kid, I'm going to name him Gotham.
Oh, that's a good name.
Well, what's cool about it, though, is like, because I've seen it roam around the internet, but I've been saying it for years, is like, if I name my kid Gotham, and then at night, whoever, you know, the mother, whoever the mother happens to be, ladies.
I'm available.
I'm available.
Now tell everybody where they can find you on the internet.
www.menwithbeards.com. Wait, is that a thing?
Beards only dating.
It's probably a thing, and not a thing you'll enjoy.
It turns out that it's only guys on there looking for guys. Yeah. But anyways, no, I've been saying, like, she rolls over, and, like, when the baby starts crying, it's like, Gotham needs you. I'm
up.
Oh,
shit,
like,
he's Batman.
I'm up like nobody's business. Like, that would be...
We're taking a risk. Oh, it's a dead sight. Oh. I was really hoping for some, like, real horrible porn right there, but... The menwithbeards.com is available.
Yes.
Go get it.
It would just be me and you.
Yeah, you could like do your art, and I could be like, I'm on a show. We talk about stuff.
Did you see the Men in Black 21 Jump Street crossover that's happening?
No.
I swear
to
God.
How is that a thing?
I don't know. But it sounds awesome. It sounds cool.
It sounds like so much of the coolest thing ever.
It sounds like maybe too much of the coolest thing ever.
No, I doubt it'll have Tommy Lee and Will Smith. But supposedly Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum are going to be on the 21 Jump Street side.
And it's like an actual movie that they're actually making.
Yes, yeah.
What, did this news article come out on April 1st? I'm just curious.
They've been saying it for like the last like 8 months.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I don't know how I missed this.
I think they put out a whole logo and everything, too. It's called MIB 21.
That sounds ridiculous, like in a really good way.
Ridiculous as it may sound.
First line of the article. I win.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just the title that's come out so far. No plot or nothing like that.
Man,
but
that would be great. I would watch
that. It sounds weird, but I would watch the shit out of it.
It sounds like it could be really funny. I never watched the 21 Jump Street movie. Was it pretty good? Or?
It was hilarious.
I didn't catch the sequel, but the first one was really good. Nice. I liked the first one.
I mean, it's like when you have Ice Cube just yelling at people all angrily.
Oh yeah,
makes it the best.
I'm already a fan of that. Like, I like the kids movies that he made. Like, it's funny because though it's Ice Cube, so it's like weird to see like Ice Cube in like a kids movie.
Is that the traveling one? Are we there yet?
Go from like Straight out of Compton
to Are We There Yet? Yeah. It's a weird career transition, but I'm down.
I mean, hey, you know, he's old enough now. He's just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I have so much money, I just do whatever.
I love the interviews. Like, I hear interviews with him all the time, and I love when he rags on his kid all the time. He's all, you know, because they'll be like, you know, what's the difference between, like, you know, you growing up and your son growing up? He's all, he's rich. You know. You know, do you think he has the same kind of problems you have? Hell no. It's funny. Like, the way he talks about his kid is hilarious. You can tell they have, like, a really, like,
they
kind
look
of
exactly the same.
Fun relationship, I guess.
Well, his son played him in the movie, Straight Outta Compton. And it was funny. Like, he was talking about it, and did your son get the role because you were involved? He's like, hell no. He had to audition like everybody else.
He's funny.
I wonder if they were like, well, you sort of look like Ice Cube, so I guess you're hired.
He looks so much like him. Yeah. So much like him.
What else you got, Juan?
You're not caught up on anything, so...
Just talk.
You're being a little bitch. Star-Lord and Thor, they're going to be Infinity War. That was confirmed. And there was something about the 67 superheroes that are supposed to be in that movie or something.
There's a gajillion superheroes in it. I mean, that's what it's going to be, though. I mean, it has to make that big crossover stuff. You have to. And even like Civil War, I mean, there's like 15 people on screen at that one moment. So,
and all the nerd boys are like, this is Civil War. This isn't Civil War.
That meme,
up.
Whatever.
Shut up.
sit down and buy comics and eat your Cheetos, you fat.
I like Cheetos.
Hey, yeah. I was like, wait, you're talking to me.
You're not talking about...
Zombieland 2 got a logo, too.
Nice.
About time.
That yeah. I want to see. You know, originally Zombieland was intended to be a TV show. So originally Zombieland was supposed to be a TV show. So like the zombie kill of the week would have happened like every week.
Nice.
And then like Amazon tried to do it, but then they were unable to, like it just didn't go over because it's Amazon TV and very little Amazon TV is successful. So it's interesting. Like I'm excited to see where it goes.
Cheyenne Comic. No, we have a whole nother microphone for people to interrupt.
Talk with us.
Yeah, I was just giving that to you guys, so you guys want to come up and do, put in for a broadcast and stuff like that. So.
Nice, yeah.
For what?
Cheyenne Comic Con. So.
And when is Cheyenne Comic Con this year?
Cheyenne Comic Con is May 13th, 14th, 15th in Cheyenne, Wyoming at the Little America Convention Center.
Nice, very cool. I know that I've been seeing a lot of the guest announcements, and it's making me sexually excited, so.
Well, that's the first I've heard of that.
I can feel it.
It won't be the last.
It's radiating.
Yeah.
Right?
It's nah, radiating. It's doing
gets
something
real hot.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. It's just coming up really fast.
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff in it.
Are you going to be there? No?
Like 3 weeks away.
yeah.
I wish I could, but.
I would go, but, you know. That's a normal long trip.
Very.
To pay for a table that I probably won't make money back on.
What's that?
It's expensive, too, isn't
expensive.
It, for their first year?
The tickets are pretty expensive, but they have some pretty cool people
the
coming.
Year. They do have a lot of people
it's
coming.
It's not the
first year? I thought it was their first one.
It's their first important year, because people care now.
Because people give a shit about comics all of a sudden again.
Like, I don't.
No, I was just saying, it's like... I would go.
Why do we do this?
I would go up there, but I don't think I would make the money back on the table, and that's a way long of a drive.
Yeah, because for you it's like 2 hours.
Don't
for
be
us,
a
it's
baby.
Only an hour.
You shut the fuck up. I will jump across this table, and then the podcast will get exciting for once.
Oh. Wow. Wow!
Other than when I show up, because, you know, hashtag.
I think Sorrow's kind
hanger.
Of embarrassed. Kind
hey,
of.
Oh, yeah. He's going to coat hanger you.
Oh, shit.
Coat hanger that idea.
I think Sorrow's kind of jealous of you.
Where's Sorrow?
I had to put him off today. Yeah, because I was getting yelled at. There wouldn't be any Wi-Fi. Because we had an interview scheduled.
Is it the same interview that was scheduled last episode?
I'll be sorrow for you.
We fucked that one up 4 times already.
No, wait. I'll be sorrow for you, right? Like, I'm awesome, and my artwork is awesome. And Red Team Go. Yeah. That was Sorrow's interview.
His art is really awesome.
Oh, he's amazing. Like he did a Black Panther for my son for his birthday. Because that, like, I went through all, because I was like, I have access to 30 different comic book artists. I was like, hey, guys, if you want to, you don't have to, because there's no money involved. If you want to, and you wouldn't mind drawing a picture for my son for his birthday, we're going to put it in a portfolio for him so he could have, like, a starter portfolio for, like, you go to a con and get artists to draw stuff.
Yeah.
And he drew this Black Panther. It was amazing. Like,
nice.
And he just busted it out and, like, 45 minutes.
So I'm not going to lie.
Like, holy crap.
I'm so jealous of how you guys can just, like, draw something. Like, you can sit down. I guarantee you can do this. That you could sit down and just draw something out of your head in, like, 5 minutes. Like, and I don't mean, like, a finished product, but, like, a cool sketch of something
cool. A quick sketch, yeah.
Yeah. That is not something that I can do.
You can barely put a thought together in 5 minutes.
I'm gonna barely put my dick in your mouth for 5 minutes.
That's really weird. Hi, John. Look at that fucking weird face.
This is weird.
So we finally got the confirmation you're going to San Diego Comic Con with me.
Yes, I got the A-OK from the boss lady. I might have to leave if she starts to go into labor.
Oh, hey, he's got the helmet on now.
Oh, that's even more awkward.
I know, it looks incredibly more phallic with the helmet on.
He looks very C-3PO-esque.
I don't think any of the Power Rangers were ever that tall. I think that's what's really throwing me off.
It's the neck. Like, it's the amount of material that's between the neck and the bottom of the helmet.
kind of looks like an alien with the long neck.
It looks, we're all staring. We're all staring like fucking assholes.
That's the point.
No, I mean like...
He dresses up so people will look at him.
No, but we're like, whoa.
It's almost creepy how all of us were just staring.
We were literally just like...
Wait, is that not there?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how that felt. Is like, what are we looking at right now, guys? Like,
I think it's the Blue Ranger, but I'm not sure if it's...
It's either the Blue Ranger or a weird dildo of the Blue Ranger. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't listen to the show. Oh, that'd be the worst.
No way, it'd be awesome.
You're going to get a message. Be like, I am the Blue Ranger.
I'm the Blue Ranger.
I know where you fucking live.
I posted a
Because of you, another one goes into the basement.
I posted an unboxing on YouTube, right? And I had her tape it so that I didn't have to hold my phone and do it at the same time. I intentionally put the package face down so that it wouldn't show my address. I open it up and I see Sophia flip it over and I just tape the front of the box. I'm like, "What are you doing?" Like, but she's like, "Look at this!
Look where Gabe lives.
This is where Gabe lives. In case you want to murder rape him,
please MDK.
Not necessarily in that order.
No, in that order. Murder rape sounds like the right order.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're so happy to have you out here at the Super Show.
We're back.
Happening right now. We're looking for Shad Daly. Shad Daly, Shad. If you're around.
Shad or Chad?
I'm thinking it's Shad.
And we'll be happy
with an S.
That guy has a conductor's hat on.
Yeah, he does. Again, and a Spider-Man shirt.
If you're around.
There's a lot of rad stuff here.
Oh, well. Stop yelling.
Last two things I caught up on, Weird World and Swamp Thing. Weird World, it's interesting. Matt Renwick and I had a conversation about this a little bit. So the Secret Wars Weird World, I didn't really like the art very much because Max Del Mundo was doing this like real washed out, like kind of watercolory look. And though I liked it, it was just like a little too busy without any like real solid outlining done to it. It just kind of looked like watercolors, yeah. You know? So with the new volume of it, it has a lot more of the solid line work. So it's a lot easier to decipher kind of what's going on the page. I'm really liking the new run of Weird World. Like, it's interesting. Swamp Thing by Kelly Jones, like, knocks it out of the park, man.
Swamp Thing.
And Kelly Jones. Like, it's two of my favorite comic book things.
I thought that was a miniseries.
It's only got 6 issues. I think the last two are coming out. John added me to this Facebook group called Parliament of the Trees. It's just like a Swamp Thing fan page, like Facebook group. But Kelly Jones is in the group. So he posts pictures of pages and the covers and stuff he's like sent it to DC. And I'm like, oh my God, I love your artwork so much. I'm trying really hard to not freak out right now. I know John's the same way, so I'm not even going to pretend like he's not.
Like, the bad thing about that is, like, that's how I am with, like, Joe Madureira. Like, just for some reason, anytime he posts anything new about, like, the new game he's putting out and the new comics, I'm like,
like, this is a... I feel like this is a weird situation for me because I've never been in a group where, like, somebody that I'm, like, explicitly a fan of is just, like, another one of the fans. Like, it's not his Facebook page. It's just, like, a random Facebook group. And here's Kelly Jones, like, hey, check out the drawing I just did. Much in the same way that you would be. Like, yeah. Hey, check out my cool new piece of art. I'm like, holy shit, you're Kelly Jones. I've been reading you since Batman. Like, oh, my God.
And, like, a cool thing, like, that I, like, have come to real, like, as I'm getting more and more into the... artist side of the industry, and at, like, you get like friend requests and you like become friends with people through Facebook that you never thought you would ever become friends with. Like, I'm friends with Talent Caldwell on Facebook.
Nice.
I'm friends with Carrie Nord on Facebook.
This feels like humble brag right now.
A little bit.
He's excited.
There's nothing humble about it. I'm just saying, yo.
Hey guys, guess what?
But no, it's just weird because, like, before I never would have thought that I would even talk to these people ever, you know? And like to be like, oh hey, you know, Carrie Nord, I love this new picture you put up, it's so awesome, you know, I love the line work, you're amazing. He's like, hey, thanks, man. And I'm like,
so I have kind of a weird situation like that T. Casey Brennan used to do a lot of, like, the creepy and eerie stuff. Like, I'm a big fan of him, right?
Yeah.
So we were at Fort Collins Comic-Con, and he was at some convention in, like, Oregon or something like that. And I posted a Periscope, and he was, like, he was hearting it. And then on Twitter, he's like, where are the parties at tonight? Now, mind you, this dude is, like, in his late 70s, okay? And he wants to know, like, where the bitches be at. Like, yeah, I mean, whoa. So this, seriously, that was the direction the conversation was going. I was like, well, I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado. Like, I would love to hang out with you. Where are you at? He's like, oh, I'm at a convention in, like, Minnesota or somewhere in the Midwest, you know? But now he's friends with me on Facebook, and he, like, messages me stuff. He's like, dude, check out this article I just wrote. I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? Like, you're one of my freaking, like, comic book heroes, and you want me to, like, give you tacit approval of, like, these random things. He's all, hey, check out this, like, page of Vampirilla that I found in my basement. I'm like, what the shit? Dude, this is so cool. Like, that's the coolest thing ever. Like, how did we end up being friends? Because you wanted to know, like, where the hookup was in, like, the wrong state, you know?
And that's the best part about it is, like, you know, like, the whole comic book community, like, you know, especially, like, here in Colorado, now that it's growing, being a part of it, like, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, it's cool because you realize, like, other people coming from out of state are like, Colorado knows comics, you know?
And hell yeah,
we're
do.
Here, we're like, yep. You know?
We, like, have a whole group about it, son. We're like a gang, except for with, like, way less violence.
Clearly you've never been to a Red Team Go hangout.
A lot of violence, apparently.
Well, then invite us.
It's literally like, you know, Fight Club. But
please tell me that it's like wrestling and booze.
Naked.
We'll be in there
oil.
Calling the action.
This is the second time we've talked about naked man oil wrestling today.
Wow. I don't remember the first time. I must have pushed it out of my memory.
Oh, no. I knew that. That's why I brought it up last night. Never mind.
I have to get that image in your head.
It was at the naked party last night.
It was at the party last night. So my friends who were getting married, instead of having a best man, they have like four groomsmen. I was like, well, I'm the best man anyways. Well, they're like, well, we'll have to compete somehow. I'm all naked oil wrestling. They're like,
you win.
And no, all the dudes were, because it's other people like me. So they're like, sure, I'm down. I'm like, this may backfire. Like, may get a thumb in the butthole.
You're rubbing his balls on your face.
That's not a thumb. That's $2 Dracula.
Bringing it back.
And that's what I do. That's why, you
know. I'm going to have to coat hanger this situation.
Too late.
I can't hear anything you're saying. I just see you lean in and mumble. I'm like, I can't wait to listen to hear the horrible shit my son is saying. Like,
it might get edited.
No, don't edit it.
Yeah, we'll see.
What else you got?
Nothing.
You want to take like a
doctor? Yeah, we can go.
Let's take a couple minute break.
Taking a couple minute break.
Dude, you did it again.
I'm sorry.
You're scaring the shit out of me.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving to go look at buying some comic books.
You can't buy no comic books.
Why not?
What? Oh, you need a pass. Or are you just staying in here? All right, don't rub your belly on my face again. Oh, hey. You're recording whenever.
All right. And we're back!
No,
and we're back!
Oh, that was terrible.
And we're back!
John's not here. We need John.
Back.
We need John. Stop.
And we're back.
What are we doing?
So let's do the old man and wrap up the show.
Okay.
Hey, Juan, look up the phone number right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that was really weird. Kylo Ren taking a picture with a Cupid doll. That was weird.
He's kind of thick for Kylo Ren.
A lot of body shaming today from us. A lot of body shaming from us today. Sorry, guys.
I'm a fat guy.
What the hell, Juan? What the hell?
Look the phone number up.
I'm doing it right now.
You're taking forever.
Go.
Coitus?
I think he meant Curtis.
Oh, I thought some guy was having coitus.
See, this is what I did.
I took a picture of it, but I can't remember.
I put it in my phone, and it's like the first contact.
Well, there you go.
I'm glad we recorded that whole thing.
I didn't know what was going on right now.
All right, so I'm going to do my old man segment.
Yeah, let's do it.
So... some of us take a while to watch movies if we don't catch them the first time around. Like, I really, really wanted to go see Mad Max Fury Road in the theater, but I didn't get a chance to. So I didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance to see it until last week. So, seriously, it's like the coolest thing ever.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it.
My pick of the week is the Mad Max franchise. Like, or old man pick, I guess.
What are you doing right now?
I dropped my notebook.
This show is going to be weird.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
So, obviously, Road Warrior, then Mad Max, then Beyond Thunderdome. Classics. Mel Gibson is amazing as Mad Max. That's fine. I mean, other than, like, the racist rants and stuff, like,
Well, this was all before that.
That was all way before the racist rants. And let's face it, like, even though Mel Gibson is a racist piece of human garbage, so are we a lot of the times.
It's human nature
in a different way. But he's also, like, a really good actor when it comes to playing crazy people, like in the Lethal Weapon movies and
the newest Expendables movie where he was.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That's good.
Expendables 3, he was, I don't think he was acting, honestly. I think he was just, I'm Mel Gibson, and that's what he was doing. He's like, I get to beat the shit out of Sylvester Stallone. Hell yeah.
I never liked that guy. Arnold's more my speed. Good Austrian. So, obviously, they're classics. Like, Thunderdome is an amazing movie.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
I mean, just in general, it's like a really, really fun franchise. Oh, that is an amazing toilet toy. That is so weird. Anyway, Fury Road is exactly what it needs to be. It's basically just like a giant car chase, like across like the wasteland that is the Mad Max universe. Right. Like, it maintains like just a breakneck pace from beginning to end, and I absolutely loved it. Like, I love Furiosa. I love that like Max kind of plays like a lesser role, but it's like a really important role. Like, he's kind of the glue of like the franchise. I really, really would love to see them do another one that follows Max into like a different encampment, into a different group of people, and like explore the whole world through Max while not necessarily having to focus exclusively on Max. Like, it's a really, really cool
like,
movie.
Other than the first movie, that's kind of how all of them have
been.
Mad Max is more the narrator than anything. He just kind of shows up and you get to see the story of wherever he is. And that's what's kind of great about it.
My favorite things in the movie, there's like a tribe of people that drive cars that just look like porcupines. They just have porcupine spikes all over them. I really want to hear more about those guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you so much for coming out to the Super Show.
The guys on the poles,
just so you know, we've got about 10 minutes
they go
left.
Back and forth. Oh, it's unbelievable.
I'll have to go watch it.
You got to see it. Super, super good. John's pick this time is Aquaman. He loves Aquaman lots and lots.
Isn't that his pick all the time, though? Is Aquaman?
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, you heard the man.
I think we're good. I think we're good. 10 minutes left in the show.
Super Show. It was a blast this time. Really, really fun thing to come to. Like I was saying at the top of the show, it's weird because there's like a weird mix of people that normally we don't see at this kind of thing. So, you know, there's us comic book CCBE guys, and then there's like little old ladies looking for Barbies and like, you know, weird.
Hashtag John Forgets Comics.
Hashtag John Forgets Comics. There's ladies here. It's super weird.
John Forgets Comics, hashtag?
Hashtag John Forgets Comics. John, who are you?
Hashtag $2.
No, don't quit. Don't quit. Anyway, with that said, this has been...
I'm John!
This has been another episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. You can find us on many forms of social media at Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox, on Instagram, Twitter, or Periscope at Outside Long Box. I have posted 2 public YouTube videos this week.
I saw.
So you can follow us on YouTube.
Nobody's liked them.
Yeah, nobody's watched them, I don't think. And then see what else. I got lost right there. Oh, you can email us at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a call, which we would love for you to be the first.
Yeah, Gareth.
You could be our voicemail virgin.
I'm going to call right now.
Pop that cherry. Pop it. At 970-573-6148.
No, you don't call.
We would love to hear what you have to say about anything that we talk about on the show. From Magic 8-Ball butt plugs to Scarlett Johansson in Ghost in the Shell to hashtag I'm going to coat hanger that to Swamp Thing and Kelly Jones and the Parliament of Trees. So,
if you like what you hear and you want to help us come to more events like this or get equipment that we need or whatever, please go to Patreon at patreon.com/TOTLB. Kick us a couple bucks. There's a lot of cool prizes. There's a lot of, like, great things that we can do, because with great money comes less responsibility.
That's true.
So with that said, I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Gareth.
I'm John!
I'm Gareth. I'm Ashton.
And this has been episode 40-something of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
I'm gonna call the voicemail and literally just heavy breathing the whole time.
Is this world a threat to the Atraxi? Well, come on, you're monitoring the whole planet. Is this world a threat?
No.
Are the peoples of this world guilty of any crime by the laws of the Atraxi?
No.
Okay. One more, just one. Is this world protected?
But you're not the first lot to have come here. Oh, there have been so many. And what you've got to ask is, what happened to them? Hello. I'm the Doctor.
This episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box was brought to you by the letters B and S and the number 666, and our fans, Matt, Marika, and Dom. Thanks, guys, and be sure to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/TOTLB.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.